Radio's dirty little secret. And it's all legal.
Down, baby.
Who the hell is this?
Alan, you have been described by your enemies as evil, insane, manipulative. Who are you?
To examine it would be to, like, demystify it.
You know, you gotta pick it with a tasty groove, okay?
Wow. Definitely makes me cringe.
Very, very, very painful.
One, two, three, pick it. Pick it. Come on. God damn it. Put you one time. Pick it. What the f***?
You're disgusting.
The Alan Cox Show on 100.7.
You ignorant prick bastard.
WMMS.
Cleveland.
Oh, what's going on? Hey, good afternoon. Greetings and all that. Welcome. I'm Alan. Thanks for showing up. Say hi to Bill Squire. He's right over there.
Hey, creepy hugs, everyone. Thanks for listening to and watching this episode of the Alan Cox Show titled The Note. No.
Try it again.
The Hunchback of Notre Dame. I'm just so excited about it.
Notre Dame.
Yeah, but yeah. I think I might change it because Dustin on the chat said, glad I didn't go with Hunchback of Notre Flame.
Oh.
Well, it is Notre Dame.
Yeah, not Dame.
Notre Dame.
Say that for the... I like Dame.
I say it the way Americans say it.
Oh, I see.
Notre Dame?
Yes. I see.
At the college?
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder how many people thought that the college was burning.
Notre Dame!
Right. Well, actually, when Bill mentioned it to me in the office yesterday before we went to the air, he's like, oh my God, you see that big fire at Notre Dame? I thought he meant the school.
Yeah.
Until I obviously saw it was the
cathedral. No, I don't... Because I say it the way you're supposed to say it if you're an American.
If you don't want to speak no United
why would
States,
I say,
get out of my face.
Why would I say I'm different?
Y'all don't talk American.
If it's,
y'all can talk your language back where y'all came from.
It's the same words. It's Notre Dame in
it's
Indiana.
It's gyro, gyro, euro.
Right, exactly.
It's
I'm not going to say the other thing. I'm just going to say Notre Dame. I feel stupid if I say Notre Dame.
I understand.
You don't have to put an accent on it. You just say Notre Dame.
I say Notre Dame. Dame.
Yeah.
Mary Santora. Hey, she's right over there.
Hey, guys. No babies.
Hi, what's going on?
What's going on?
And Pound Cake's back behind the glass.
Afternoon, white people. Heller.
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 Mary's just getting us hip to these country acts.
Uh-huh.
Who are doing huge shows.
Unbelievably successful.
Yeah.
Country?
Yeah.
Well, listen, it's just not my thing. My wife likes it because she's a white girl in her 30s.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not a...
You are not a white girl in your 30s.
As much as I try to be. As much as I try to be. I mean, look at me. But I know a lot of the names, but I don't know where they exist in the country music firmament. And Mary was talking about Eric Church.
Yes. I might go into a show on Friday.
And Bill and I are going... Well, Bill goes, who? I'd heard the name, but I don't have any kind of... frame of reference, and then she goes, yeah, he's doing four shows at the Queue, and I go, ha, 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 like she's joking, right?
No, seriously.
Four shows at the Quicken
Loans Arena. Four sold-out shows at the Queue.
At the Rocket Mortgage Field House.
Yeah, oh, yeah. The Rocket Mortgage. I don't know if they're 100% sold out, but I went to go look for tickets on the Queue's website and couldn't get any. Like, they have, obviously, on ReseatGeek and, like, resale places and stuff, but I went to go buy them and I couldn't get any.
So there are allegedly 60,000 people in the greater Cleveland metropolitan area who are going to be at the Queue watching this guy?
Well, and he also doesn't go to, like, every single state either. So there's probably people coming in from Pittsburgh and, you know what I mean? Detroit, like, a couple hours away would be my guess.
Here's what I don't understand. With a show like that, how do they flip the room? It's one thing to
that's always
flip
my question when they do two a night, yeah.
Yeah, but to flip a show in an arena... I want the early show because you know it's going to...
No, I want the late show.
No, you know it's going to be a nightmare getting in there.
When Garth Brooks did that, Garth Brooks did this too. He did
who?
Four... Garth Brooks is... you know who Garth Brooks is. He did four shows at the Queue. And his
he sounds like a guy who's got friends in low places. I don't think I want to hang out with him.
God. I so much like it.
What's
yes!
a good What's this, a good Eric Church song?
This is my favorite Eric Church. Well, one
like
of my favorite.
Like a wrecking ball?
This is a slow, like, ballad song.
Well, I
but
like
it's
that.
Very
I want,
sexy.
I want, like, a ripper.
Cold One. Cold is probably my, it's like a upbeat drinking song.
Let me guess. It's about a beer.
Yeah. It's actually about a breakup and
truck.
A beer.
Oh. A breakup and a beer and a pickup truck and a river.
There's no pickup truck and no river. And don't get me started because I'm already aggravated with you.
I mean, you got to know your audience, I guess.
Right.
But yeah, he
all the same songs all the time.
That's all you listen to. All of your music sounds exactly the same.
Yeah, but it's
too.
One band.
So what?
But listen, we've said it before. To the untrained ear, a genre of music
all
sounds
the same.
Right.
Like, right. No matter
what
it is.
Heavy metal. To people who don't like heavy metal, it's all screaming and right.
Right.
Although I know the difference. To me, country, I'm like, I don't know one guy from the next.
Right. Right. Anyway, The Late Show, Garth Brooks played like 4 hours.
Like,
and
I've
I want to do that so
literally,
bad.
I've never even seen this guy before. I've heard the name.
I literally haven't even heard the name.
I Googled him. I've never seen his face before.
He's great. I'm so excited.
Okay.
There's a story behind why I'm so excited, too. Because
is it also the story of why you're aggravated with Bill? Because I probably
always aggravated with Bill.
Is it because you've been by a river with your bare feet?
I have been by a river with my bare feet.
Have
you cried
and
written poetry in your room before?
No, never.
That's what it sounds like when your music plays.
No, it doesn't.
That's sad.
It's like space fights.
It's not space fights. I hear grown men whining.
You're talking about Coheed and Cambria.
All of it.
Well, they're Rush. Mm-hmm. If you like Rush, you like Coheed. Right.
Anyway.
It's not unprecedented. Lay off the guy. He likes it.
He won't lay off me.
You went to emo night, by the way.
But that's just a DJ and me singing songs that I like to sing.
Right. Yeah.
Whatever.
Go ahead.
I didn't pay for tickets to go see that.
Continue.
Anyway,
I didn't pay for my tickets.
Summers ago, 2016, I think, Eric Church was headlining a country music festival down in Clay's Park, down in the middle of Ohio.
Uh-huh.
And I bought my ex and I, like, weekend passes within guaranteed front 10 rows, private bar, private bathroom.
You
like,
went all out
totally
because you wanted
out.
It to be an event.
Because neither of us had ever seen him before. And he's one of our favorite artists. So I was, like, super stoked that he was coming. And we did the whole thing. And my ex ended up getting in a fight, like, shoving and punching a dude right before Eric Church went on. And so
everybody's drunk.
Everybody's wasted. You drink all day long. You wake up playing beer pong with the people you're camping next to, and it's just an all day drinking, and then music starts at like 4 and they play all night.
Sure.
So
by that time half the crowd's passed out.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're like right there, he's about to go on, and then he gets thrown out. We have to cut off our wristbands, go pack up our tent, and we have to leave. So I was like,
he screws you.
Oh, I was furious. Yeah. I spent over $1,000 like on everything, because it's a 3-day camping pass, it's food, it's this, it's access to everything, yada yada yada. And so we didn't get to see him. So then that Christmas, his brother bought us tickets for the first time Eric Church came and played the Q, which would have been in 2017. And then we broke up like a week later. So I didn't get to go see him when he came and played 2 shows at the Q.
So
the first time
around, you spent the money, $1,000. Mm-hmm. Second time around, his brother bought the tickets.
He bought us 4 tickets.
Your ex never spent any money on anything trying to make it right for you.
No. So then I didn't get to see him again. Right. So I didn't get to see him the second time he came to town. So now that he's here this third time, and when we planned the comedy tour for 420, I was like, man, he's going to be in town that day, but he's only doing 2 shows, and then they did the Friday shows, too. So if I can go see him on Friday.
So like, I almost screwed
like,
you, too.
Right. It's
yeah,
been like
out of
years
Eric
and
Church.
Years and years coming since like 2016 that I haven't gotten to see him yet. So I'm very, very excited.
What if something happens this time to where you can't see him?
I don't have the ticket yet.
Right.
I might be able to go see him. My buddy hit me up. I was like, hey, if things align, I might have an act, and it's a 4 ticket, like right there. So
I hope you get to go see Ricky Church. That'll be fun.
You're an idiot.
You know, they're doing all those renovations over at the Q. I hope they don't run into a Cathedral of Notre Dame situation. Before the Eric Church
like
shows.
I would get confirmation and then be all stoked up, and then something would I would be so sad. But this would be the third time I wouldn't have been able to see him.
Okay.
So
no, third time's a charm.
Fingers crossed.
Let's hope that the streak stays unbroken.
No. Oh.
And that something happens.
No. Oh, that's the meanest thing you could have said to me.
No, it's not.
You know that part of your brain that regulates good decision making? Thanks for turning that one off and turning on the Alan Cox Show.
Sorry about all the cocks.
On 100.7.
Sorry about all the cocks.
WMMS.
Well, multiple people are informing me that, and this will make Bill and I feel a little bit better, Eric Church is doing 1 show a night.
I thought he was doing 2. I could be wrong.
He is, total. One on Friday, one on Saturday.
Either way, that's still,
it's still a big deal.
It is a big deal, but boy, if
it makes me feel better.
That's why I said, if you had told me this guy was doing four shows at the
Well, it makes me feel like, better because then they don't have to flip the room. That's what freaks me out.
It does. Right.
Because it's the Q or the Rock House, whatever they're going to call it
but
now.
But they have a lot of people. They have
I understand, but it's still more than 100 people probably on staff. I know that they have done that.
But they're not cattle prodding people out. People still lazily walk to the doors. Yeah.
And people are trying to get in. And that's why, like, if you're on the late show, getting those people out. Like when I went and saw Tom Segura, he did two shows at the Masonic. And that show went long. And people were miserable outside waiting to get in.
Yeah.
So it just, it's one of those things where if you had to go to the late show at that,
but then you're,
and you're outside for probably an hour or two.
If you have general admission.
But, fortunately, no one will have to worry about that this Saturday night at the Masonic, Bill, because there's only one show for the Alan Cox Show Comedy Tour. 8 o'clock show at the Cleveland Masonic Auditorium. If any tickets remain, you can get them at alancoxshow.com. And by the way, congratulations to the Cleveland Monsters. They got into the Calder Cup playoffs.
Ooh, man, again.
Yeah. First round against Syracuse. If you're a Cleveland Monsters fan, and you should be, they'll start the playoff run on Friday night. I think Alt 99.1, our station, runs those games.
They don't run, Alan.
I'm sorry?
They skate.
Well, I'll tell you what. That's how you get into the playoffs, is there's a little-known rule that you can take your skates off mid-game.
And start running?
You can start running. Oh, yes.
That actually be really hard to do.
You That's why they're professional athletes.
Yeah.
Frostbite on your toes.
Yeah. There are 2 hours and 50 minutes left on my Twitter poll from yesterday's show.
Oh, yeah.
It is difficult to overestimate the amount of feedback I got from people on the subject of me 10-seconding through a show.
Forgot about that.
And the margin started off very wide in the Twitter poll, yay or nay. It's narrowed a bit, 59 to 41, still in the hell's no category with 59%. But I got a lot of mail from people. I got a lot of messages. A lot of people call me all kinds of names. It's hilarious to me how...
It's what you deserve.
Well, it's hilarious the lack of perspective that people can get. You know, they can lose some and we're just kind of goofing around and talking about something. Alan, I can't even describe how angry your statement made me. This is what people get worked up about.
I'm telling you.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I was worked up.
I know you were, and I count you among the people who should be ashamed.
I like when people...
I love it.
I like when people get worked up over silly things like this.
I do, too.
Like little silly things, like preferences, that it doesn't affect me.
I love
how
you
watch TV.
Right.
It's funny.
Right. Are these jabronis who agree with you all ADHD? Sit down and enjoy things.
Thank you.
I was sitting, and I did enjoy it. Mm. So check and check.
I thought mate was coming after that.
Still does not negate my entire thesis, which is that I enjoyed the show a great deal, even under those circumstances. But yeah, a lot of people very upset with me over that. And then a lot of people, they were like, yeah, right on, do the same thing, you know, whatever. But 59% is the in the existing time of the Twitter poll. If you ever 10-second forward through shows, you know, you're like, zip through that a little bit, you know. But yeah, it is funny that that's what people get upset about. There's a lot of things in any person's individual or global sphere that warrant getting angry. You know, that getting motivated to do something, this is the kind of thing that gets people upset.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that yesterday when we had all those callers about the weird families. And it's always like stuff like that that people want to chime in on. You know what I mean?
Because mm-hmm. everybody's got something like that.
Or like
that.
Ghosts. Like that's a big one that a lot of people call in when we talk about ghosts and stuff. I don't know.
Ghosts, yeah.
Yeah. It's always like strange where I'm like, okay. It's never the important stuff.
Oh, they're there for that.
Well,
stuff too.
Listen, I understand that importance is relevant, not relevant. It's relative to people, you know. But like today, for instance, okay? Some footage from Avengers Endgame has leaked online, and the nerds are flipping their shrimp, telling their friends, I got to stay off the internet because I don't want... This is what is causing people to tell other people to be careful on social media. that they don't want to. I've seen websites that are more diligent today, by the way, removing spoiler comments than removing awful epithets that people are hurling at each other in the comments.
I saw.
They're more worried about people finding out what happens to Iron Man than. And I like these movies too, but if I run across some footage that spoils the end of it for me, I ain't pulling my hair out. There's people that are legit like, ah, I'm going to be off. Anybody who knows me, text me because I can't be on the internet for the next few days.
When does it come out, Friday?
Oh, right, bro.
Next Thursday.
Oh, next Thursday?
Yeah. Oh.
I thought it was May.
No, it's the 25th is when they start doing the showings.
All right.
So technically it's the 26th that it drops, but
you're a guy who buys his tickets way in advance.
I got my tickets.
Are you putting on digital blinders for what websites you're on?
I am very good about not clicking on stuff anyway. Like, I just don't go to those websites. Like, I don't even read, like, the reviews or anything because I don't want to be influenced by that. So,
yeah.
As long as it doesn't show up on Pornhub, I should be okay.
But you know that's where it's going to show up.
Right.
Mm. Well, then I won't search Avengers.
That's how you troll people. How can we get the largest number of people to see leaked footage? Put it on a porn site. No, it's just funny to me that that's what people are taking a stand on. They don't want to see leaked Avengers footage.
I report an account that sent me a I don't know how I was acquainted with this account, but they had video of a lady getting banged by a horse on Instagram, and I tried to report it, and Instagram said, doesn't seem to violate our rules.
Well, because you can have porn on Instagram and Twitter and stuff, too.
No, you have it on Twitter.
Not on Instagram.
I thought you could have Instagram.
If you can't have porn of that kind, you can't have bestiality on Instagram.
I guess that's true.
I think they were so confused by it that they're like, we don't know what this is. But it was a lady getting banged by a horse.
Yeah. Hmm. But no.
You can't have porn on it.
They've got all their algorithms figured out. No, Bobby Lee had like a fake breast chest piece for some bit he was doing. He's like, well, this will get taken down in an hour. You know?
Huh.
You can't even have a nipple on Instagram.
There's Twitter, you can do whatever you want, right?
There's porns. Yeah, Twitter, there's porn feed on Twitter. But Instagram, there have been people on there who have like half a nipple on their picture, or it's a painting or something, and Instagram will take it down.
Hmm.
But no, they can't figure their algorithms out for anything else. But boy, they sure figure it out when there's nipples. Nazis, they can't seem to figure out. Nipples? Oh my God. If there's a nipple, that's
right
going to be off within, right on it. Woman banging a horse. Greta Does the Farm, I believe, is one of the original German productions. Saw it in early 1992, maybe. At a radio station I was working at, a guy had a tape called Greta.
Being real?
Oh, yeah. Greta Does the Farm. It was a VHS tape. It was a woman. I believe it was of German origin.
She banged the whole farm.
The whole farm. I only watched the horse segment out of pure curiosity. I think they were probably being hyperbolic in the title.
Oh.
But I don't. Well, now
those
I'm
Germans.
Curious. If I
pecking wonder, away there, yeah.
Yeah, if I'd stuck around. If I'd stuck around for the chicken. But I watched the horse. I won't go so far as to say I was traumatized. It certainly dampened my curiosity after that.
It's like in 40-Year-Old Virgin when he talks about going to Tijuana. And he's like, we all just felt bad for her.
Yeah.
We kind of felt bad for the horse.
The donkey show. Sure.
Isn't that in Godfather 2 they go to a donkey show?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought they did.
There's a horse's head that shows up in the guy's bed.
I think in Godfather 2, they're in Cuba and they go to a donkey show.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, the times that we've been in Mexico, I've just kind of half-jokingly been like, I wonder if donkey shows are still a thing. Maybe we were too far in country. You know, maybe on the border when they're trying to kind of get those American tourists crossing into Tijuana, maybe it's more of a thing.
I couldn't do it. I don't think I could watch that.
Oh,
I was gonna say, I would hope
could
that you
could.
Could
it be with a donkey?
No, definitely
how
not that.
How much do you like country music?
Definitely not that. I don't think I could even go see one because that'll change you as a person, I feel like.
Well, it is definitely, and I'm sure there are people who work in the veterinary industry or people who work at racetracks, people who breed horses, who have seen the mechanics of a horse completing.
Mm-hmm.
But to see it in context of a human woman, it's...
I can't believe it's a job for people to have to, like, collect it. So, like, if you're breeding horses, you have to put that sleeve on it and get the samples.
You got to crank
and that's
them off.
That's a dude's job.
Yeah.
Well, they got to make...
I know.
Winners, Bill.
It makes a lot of money.
they're
better. They're making more money off of that than most prostitutes. So
right,
it's worth it, I guess.
Huh.
But still, having to hold that bag.
Yeah, it's a bag. It's like when you pick up dog poop. It's a bag. It's gross what's inside
it's
of
gross
it.
What's but inside it's of it, but like.
And listen, when you pick up poop, that's not worth thousands of dollars, right. By the way. Yeah.
It's but just if Alan like, puts a bag over his thing, I'm not going to be like, well, there's a bag over it.
You wouldn't pick up a used
That'd be like using a fleshlight on him.
No.
Nice. That's Alan's the only thing I heard.
Seed is not worth thousands and thousands of dollars. Well, no offense,
let's
man.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
He does have.
Are you
some
breeding nice. Champion?
I mean,
Mary, I personally want you to inspect it. Just like go with the glass and just
no,
like.
Oh, no.
All right, it's not.
I don't know that this is a thoroughbred.
Did you just taste it?
Exactly.
Well, you know what I have, Bill.
Yes, I do.
What's that?
Super sperm.
Alan Katz. Super sperm.
That's right.
How much is a regular
Every time
sperm
I leave one it for in, you one. Get a kid. Uh-huh. Huh? What pound cake?
I said, how much is regular sperm worth?
Regular sperm? None. None dollars. What, $30? What do you get at a sperm bank?
Used to be 50 or 75.
Yeah.
Used to be a day's pay. Yeah, I don't know if you still, I don't know how that works anymore.
I can't sell my eggs. I've applied to 3 different websites. They all said no.
Why?
I don't know. They don't give you a reason.
Because she applied to PayPal.
Yeah.
Grubhub. Yeah,
they probably want to make sure that they can use them, so you probably have to have a kid and then sell your eggs.
Uberus?
Maybe. I don't know. They ask a bunch of stuff. They ask about Uberus. Family history and stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, your family's white trash? No, we don't want yours.
My aunt had cervical cancer, so I don't know if that's a thing that they're like worried about, that it runs in the family kind
oh,
of.
And
my on my mom's side, there's a lot of cancer. My mom's dad died of colon cancer. And
right. I would be pissed if I dated a guy, like, obviously, I'm going to date a gay guy, and if he told me that he earned extra money by donating sperm, I would be hella pissed.
Why?
Yeah, everything makes you mad.
No,
why would that make you angry?
Because that means that there will be...
You're not going to do anything with it.
He's not using coupons.
I'll do something with it, but like...
What would you do with it? You'd throw it away. You wouldn't do anything with it.
Anyways, there will be kids of his out there...
That's not doing something with it.
I mean, it's not
They're not all
doing
used for kids either.
It.
They are used for kids. What else would they be used for?
They use it for testing and stuff like that.
Like what?
I don't know.
But just the thought.
Stuff
I don't think they use it for testing.
Yeah,
nevertheless,
no.
Why?
For kids.
But why would you care if a guy did that? He's like, hey, bro, I need to make money.
Mm-mm.
The other days of the week, I'm donating plasma.
Plasma's okay, but I don't want there
He's
to be.
He's dating your broke ass. What's he supposed to do?
First of all, bitch, I'm not broke.
Oh.
Yeah, well, when your mom pays half your bills, I get it, but, you know.
I have savings.
Why are you right? And it's easy to have savings when your mom's paying your bills. Well, what I'm saying is, why do you care what a guy does with his juice?
Because there could be possible kids out there that he
so
finds
you
out.
Care?
Then he
Remember
would stop.
Yesterday, he got all upset about the idea of a fake sister.
Mm-hmm.
When he said he would be putting his finger in people's faces. So this is a sore
subject
saying, for him.
You gotta live in the world, man.
Estranged siblings are a big deal.
You can't bend reality to your will.
Not even estranged siblings, but like I would have if I married him, then I would have like children, stepchildren.
But he's not raising them. You're never gonna meet them. You never meet one single one of them. And it
that.
Really bothers you still.
You don't know that.
No, I'm saying in this scenario, you're never going to meet any of them.
By the way, this is a conversation that probably wouldn't happen on the first or second date. So it's more likely that you would get into a serious relationship with a person, and then you'd be forced to make a decision as to whether or not you were going to break up with them then, because they said, oh yeah, I donated sperm one time.
But that's a big deal.
And you would walk?
It's not a big deal.
You'd walk. It's only as big a deal as you make it.
Yeah, I would walk. Wow. It ain't nothing to cut that bitch
for
off.
You.
I would,
because
I
he
would
doesn't
walk.
Want to be in a relationship. That's why he's got so many flags.
These are important things to notice.
Excuse me?
You need to notice your triggers and what pushes you away
please,
from them.
Please, get out of my face, sober lady.
You fall in love. No. I'm not talking about sobriety at all. I'm talking about dating.
I know,
general.
But ever since
there's only one trigger he recognizes. When I shoot
That's
him.
That's a good one.
That's right. Better be careful, buddy.
He had a sentence ready for me. Ever since you've been sober, what?
Ever since you've been sober, you've been on this all high and mighty kick. Like you've
not
been
high
your...
and mighty. I'm trying to make myself a better person.
Different perspective. Not high and mighty. She's not preaching
She's
to anyone.
She's on her soapbox.
I'm not on any soapbox.
Oh, boy. All right.
Yeah, but Soapbox Mary makes a good point. You do have a lot of triggers that keep you from committing to any sort of relationship.
That's just like if I was in a relationship with someone and I found out that they did porn in their past. Like, that's a big deal. That would affect
right,
my
but
life.
In their past.
It doesn't matter. It's not a big deal. It's only as big a deal as you make it. Right. Let's be real. It's only as big of a deal.
If this is a person that I marry and we end up having kids, one day we're going to have the talk that, oh yeah, your dad was tight for money one day and he decided to do porn.
Right.
And
but he can find that. But these conversations you have are all one way. You also have to contend with the fact that you might be deep into a relationship with somebody and you say something about your past and they walk. And then you got to contend with that. Then you have to convince them that whatever you did is not a big deal.
No, it just wasn't meant to be. I'd be like, okay, I understand.
Again, you've never been in a relationship. You have no perspective whatsoever as to what that entails.
Okay.
I don't like that I'm on a soapbox for trying to be a more positive person.
Soapbox Mary! Check me in tea. But soapbox Mary!
That's ridiculous.
Because misery loves company, and then all you used to be on my side, you were like, yeah, you know what? Yeah. Cut that bitch off. Like, he's nothing. And now all of a sudden you're like, well, they do have a point.
I'm trying to date more. I'm trying to be more open to things and not take relationships as
you got your nun robe on, seriously. And you're sitting there preaching to me.
I'm wearing a flannel.
She did go dress shopping
last
night. Yeah. I just don't know how you're going to move the chains, Pound Cake, with all these rules you've got. Inflexibility is not an attractive quality in anyone.
I was just talking with my friend about this last night. I was saying how I had a bunch of rules where, like, I won't date someone long distance. I won't, you know, there's like A, B, C, D, all these things that I just will not do. I won't do it. And it's like, well, what if you find someone that really gets along with you, or your personality is really clash and they don't check one of those boxes? Like, do you just do it because it's a rule that you have? Hey, I really enjoy you, but you live 2 hours away, so I'm not gonna mess with it, or whatever.
Hey, my wife said that she would never, there was a time where she wasn't sure she wanted to have any kids. My wife said that she would never ever live in Ohio.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Right?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I wasn't sure I wanted to have more.
And you're very happily in love.
Of course. And I wasn't sure that I wanted to have any kids, and we came close to going our separate ways. Mm-hmm. And I had to think about it. And that would have been ridiculous to do that. So, that's where we are.
That's what I'm saying.
Sometimes you break your own rules, Pound Cake. You break your own rules, buddy. Hey, Joe in Philly.
What up, guys?
Yo, what up, guys?
What up?
So, I used to do flu shot trials in college. Get a $100 here and there.
No, yeah, you get an email and they go, hey, you want to be part of this? Get in here. It's a way to make money, yeah.
Right, and you never know what you're getting. You could be getting a placebo. You could be getting some random, like, egg something or other injected into you. And I was completely fine with it. My wife was completely fine with it. But then when I mentioned that I thought about doing sperm donation, she lost her shrimp. She made me...
That I get, though. I do... If you're married...
Excuse me?
If you're married,
married,
I understand that.
So...
Well, this is his wife, not a girlfriend who could bolt at any minute. It's his wife.
Well, no, it was before we had gotten married.
Oh, I see.
Having this conversation.
Okay.
So she's like, there better not be any, like child out there. Like, I'm like, it's not like I'm having sex with these women. I'm just...
It doesn't matter. Your DNA
services
is used for someone else to procreate.
Well, I mean, when you're in college, getting stuff injected you for money, like just spilling your seed isn't that bad.
Wrong.
Well, mechanically, they're not. But Poundcake, again, if your one rule was this, yeah, I'd get it. But you have so many rules. Every time a new scenario pops up, you have a rule about it. Like, right. Something that just got made up, you go, well, here's why I wouldn't do that. Okay, well, you know, all right.
Poundcake, just start making like a rule journal. Just have a book.
Should.
Every day, just
Poundcake's rules to dating.
Yeah.
That would be a guy. I would buy that coffee table book.
Poundcake's right. Rules to loneliness.
And then second date,
how to stay lonely by Poundcake.
The right, path to greatness. All right, thank you. There's Joe in Philadelphia.
But I do get what you're saying to a certain degree, where it's like, we've talked about that before, where I don't want kids and I don't want to date with someone with kids. But that's not really their kid.
I understand.
It is biologically, but
having your DNA out there floating somewhere is just not, that's not cool to me. I don't know. I have a problem with that. That's just weird. And I don't want to, like, have to be...
This isn't exactly the same thing, but how's it... I mean, from a straight standpoint, if a guy were to hook up with a girl and throw the condom away at her house and then leave, it's the same thing. She could still take it and use it.
Yep.
So if a guy used a condom and didn't dispose of it in the way that you liked...
Yeah.
That's just what I'm saying. Put it in the freezer. Ridiculous.
Now let's get to the good part before I go to the break. Pound cake, what would these imaginary kids be named?
Landon, Lucas, and Logan. I like
Landon,
that.
Lucas? Landon, Lucas, and Logan.
I like that one.
All right.
Always got the names ready. He's got as many names as he's got rules.
Yeah. Right,
just always names and rules.
That's what they should be. They should be named after rules. The Landon rule. The Lucas rule.
The Logan rule. The Logan Act.
Right. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think that might already be taken, but... one 657 8 1007 to join us, or 800-348-1007. 35192. Want to send me a text. AlanCoxShow.com. All the other stuff, use the keyword comedy. If you have not yet procured your tickets for this Saturday night, I wouldn't wait any much longer. 8 o'clock show, the 10th annual Alan Cox Show Comedy Tour, presented by Great Lakes Brewing Company. With Bill Squire, Mary Santora, Rob Ward, who will be in here shortly. He'll be in at around 4:20. Mike Polk Jr. and the great Steve Byrne will return back to Cleveland to be your headliner. And just use the keyword comedy at alancoxshow.com. Balcony tickets are $10. I think that might be all that's left, but you'll still have a fantastic time, and we would love to have you along. A Wild Eagle Saloon is where the post party is going to happen, too. And congrats to somebody who won that backstage tour.
Andra.
Right.
Andra from Brunswick.
Good memory. We'll be walking her around, and, you know, it'll be a good time. Though you guys will all have merch tables and stuff, too, yes? In the lobby, people ask me about merch.
Correct.
So if you've been wanting to get your grubby little mitts on a Mary Santora poster or a Bill Squire
T-shirt. The ones from, you know, the past couple of years. Because I tried to get the Squire Masonry one made, but my designer took
died.
A little long. Oh. Took a little long. He finally sent me the design today, but it's just not time to get it made.
Yeah.
So.
What about posters?
I don't think there'll be enough time for that even.
Not a lot of turnaround in 4 or 5 days.
I mean, like, it's Saturday.
Yeah, so you might get,
And I don't know how it would work, if you want to see it.
Why don't you buy yourself a silk screen machine and just start making them at home?
I used to make my own t-shirts.
Did
I've
you?
Done that, yeah. It's not fun.
It's time-consuming.
Yeah.
Bill's wearing one of the new MMS Cruisin' t-shirts, by the way, which you can get at CLE Clothing Company. If you want to do that, they've got a whole bunch of new MMS gear, along with all of the other things that they're famous for. Throughout the month of April, a few days left. Well, I guess we're only halfway through April. Use the promo code FOOLS, F-O-O-L-S, and you'll get yourself 20% off all April long. FOOLS is the code at CLE Clothing Company. Boy, it's been a bad week for bell towers. There was the Cathedral of Notre Dame. An 850-year-old cathedral. I heard a couple people talking about how it was 300 years old, and I was like, I'm pretty sure it's older than that. And I looked it up, and it's basically 13th century architecture.
It's crazy.
So if you were into flying buttresses, it was a good place to visit. I posted a photo of when Gwen and I went to Midnight Mass there 6.5 years ago, and a lot of people were posting photos of if they had visited the Cathedral of Notre Dame. There's also an internet-wide search for who is in a photo that an American photographer took. Before the thing caught on fire, she caught a photo of a dad spinning his daughter out in, like, the plaza there or whatever. She's a photographer from Michigan who was visiting Paris.
I saw that on Twitter.
And she's, so they're like, please... I would love to kind of spread this photo around, but I don't know who this is. If you know these people, let me know who they are and blah, blah, blah. An American tourist said they had just left a tour of the cathedral when they got on the street and saw that it was on fire.
That's insane. They were inside?
My wife and I had brought our children for their first visit to Paris and had gotten into town only hours before visiting the Notre Dame Cathedral. We went to visit it just as it was closing for the day. We were in the very front of the church, walked outside and around the north side of the church. So after walking around the outside of the cathedral, we'd gone a couple of blocks across from the Université to Saint-Louis, turned around and looked back and gasped and saw the spire engulfed in flames.
Mm. A
How could you not smell that?
That's what I was saying. Or like, if they're that. On a tour, they didn't, nothing smoky, nothing. And
no fire alarms in there because it's super old.
Well, but it's a huge structure, too. So if they were at one end of it, you
and
know.
It was at the other.
Yeah, like a lot of those old places, if you take a tour, they don't give you the run of the place. Like, there'll be a portion of the structure that's specifically for tourist groups, you know, and then the rest of it's closed off because it's, you know. So I don't know what their particular situation was, but that spire that burned, I mean, you know, like I said, that's oak. From the 1200s, so crazy. It's you can
right
restore
the picking.
You can restore that stuff, but obviously you're losing all the history. It's not the same. So now they're trying to dig into.
But then you get to create new history.
Great.
You got someone who's going to work on that, and then in hundreds of years, they say, "Oh, my great great grandpa was part of the restoration after they had that very." It melds all the different eras together.
Sure.
I honestly think that's pretty neat. I mean, it's terrible that it happened.
Things don't last forever, so...
Things don't last, especially wood. Wood isn't going to last forever, so you have to replace those things every few hundred years anyway, right? Yeah.
850 years is a long time, so, I mean, what's the oldest structure?
It's relative, though.
Well, you got to remember, you know, that's why traveling overseas is so great, because that's where the real history is. Like, this is a young country, so anything that we have that's old here...
Just a few hundred years old. A
couple of hundred years old. Yeah. Or it was brought over from overseas, and it's real old, you know? And also with these churches, too, you talk about things that are valuable to people. These churches are like, oh, we were able to save the crown of thorns. Because they've got all these artifacts, quote-unquote. You know, they've got a nail from the cross, and they've got the crown of thorns.
And the heart-shaped box. Video?
The what?
From the heart-shaped box video?
They've got the heart-shaped box from the heart-shaped box video.
Well, I thought the crown of thorns that Jesus was wearing in that video.
No, that is at the Planet Hollywood in Orlando, believe it or not.
Not a Hard Rock Cafe?
No.
That's weird.
They go back and forth. How many Hard Rocks are left? I don't know.
How many Planet Hollywood?
I know,
left?
Seriously.
Yeah.
We were in Orlando. We were walking through that Disney Landing or whatever where my older daughter was singing that morning. And I walk by and I go, oh my God, there's a Planet Hollywood.
I don't know that I've ever seen one in real life.
I thought, though, when they first opened the one in Chicago, I went on the media trip or the media tour of it before they opened it. And they gave us like a Letterman jacket and all this, but those are long gone.
There might have been one in Myrtle Beach.
You could probably count on one hand the Planet Hollywoods that are left.
I just know that's where Britney Spears performed in Vegas.
Well, maybe there's more than a handful. I don't know. But, you know, it's funny because they say, well, we have this crown of thorns, although we have no evidence to support that this was the crown of thorns. So I guess it's an emotional artifact or it's something you can look at. And, you know.
Emotional artifact. That sounds pretty sketchy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how these churches do it. I would imagine that there's more than one church who thinks they've got the crown of thorns around the world. But
according to Google, I mean, there's not many at all.
Planet Hollywoods or crowns
Disney,
of thorns?
Both. Yeah. Disney, like you said.
Yep.
Vegas, New York, and I think that's it. United Kingdom?
There you go.
Yeah.
For a while, they were all over the place. And then one by one, you know.
Three in America, yeah.
There you go.
That's crazy.
Nobody wanted to eat a $15 hamburger next to Demi's torn panties from...
Gross.
Or whatever, Indecent Proposal. People were singing as the cathedral burned. They were outside. People, of course, were very emotional.
Singing what?
Hymns.
Oh.
Some of the richest people in France, by the way, have already committed hundreds of millions of dollars to the restoration of this church, which was already going. Now they're investigating the people who are doing the renovations. And apparently the company that's in charge of it, not that they're saying they did anything wrong, but that clearly something caught fire under that spire, and some kid is in charge of the renovations, and so they're looking at that guy.
Told you, they're going to hate that guy.
I don't know.
Witness protection. He's going to be in America. Like, where do you care? Like, whatever, his French accent.
No. Keep it going. Give me what the French guy sounds like.
No, I'm good.
Come on.
You tell me what the French guy sounds like. This is a 32-year-old guy. I'm gonna give you some backstory. 32-year-old guy who I think was in charge of this project, but it might be his dad's renovation company or something. So you tell me what the French guy sounds like.
Hey guys, why does one all-American boy grab a beer?
Oh, he's in witness relocation, so he's trying to Yeah. Tell them
he's
that
trying to blend in.
He's all American, right? Just, all American boy. Sounds guys, like a sitcom.
Do you guys like Bud Light? That was it. That's all I got.
Yeah, that's.
He's just gonna. They're gonna relocate him to America. He's just gonna be stuck somewhere in the most pathetic place on earth. Wherever, you know, what state? Take your pick. He's gonna go to like West Virginia or like.
Why would they? Why would they send Wisconsin. Him here when the rest of the world is a much bigger place than the United States?
Well,
why would he come here?
I think he'll adapt just fine here.
Witness relocation is what they put him in.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, look at this guy over here. He was in charge of the Notre Dame. He burned it down. I say it's a bad week for bell towers because then there's the story of this girl at Fordham University who just graduated and fell from the bell tower trying to take a selfie.
Mm.
And I've said it before. And I stand by it. It is exponentially more tragic when someone hot dies.
Right? Oh, so she died.
A, she fell from the bell tower.
Is she going to survive?
Well, that's the thing, though. When these people fall, they usually don't die. So it's got to be excruciating. But they took her to the hospital, and her parents were with her. And, you know, so, but she died in the hospital. But you figure that time in between the fall and when you die.
Bleeding
yeah.
and she's organs like, being smashed.
You're broken in your head, and, like, you can breathe. But they got to try to, you know.
Oh, this poor self.
You got to be passed out, though. Like, there's no way that your brain, I mean, your brain is still working, but you're not.
You're probably brain dead.
You're not attentive.
I don't think
you're
talking.
You don't know what's going on.
But, very pretty girl. Sydney Monfries, 22, had just graduated from Fordham, which is no slouch of a school. And somehow it's supposedly a rite of passage, which nobody had ever heard of, or, you know, to go up into the campus clock tower and take a photo. And she, these people who go past these signs, because they got to get a picture, and she did, and she fell out the bell tower. She lost her footing and fell 40 feet.
That's terrifying.
And this is a hot chick. See, and it sounds bad when I say it, but first of all, hot people are outnumbered by unattractive people. So when we lose someone from their numbers, it's just sadder. It's sadder when the world loses some hotness.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
Very pretty. And supposedly a great student. She had just graduated or was coming up on graduation or something. She was almost out of school.
Sydney
Monfries. Yeah.
Paige is her middle name. Yeah.
Of course Paige is her middle name. Look at her.
Yeah.
Of course.
Sad, dude.
So rough week for bell towers. Yeah, it is sad.
They don't usually have a lot of weeks either. Like, you don't ever talk about bell towers, and then you get a couple stories in a week.
That'll happen. That's how it always happens.
And high-profile bell towers.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Notre Dame.
I thought you had Taco Bell news
coming. The Hunchback of
Notre Dame. To be honest with you.
Oh, boy. Hey, Joe.
How you doing, Alan?
How are you?
I'm all right. Hey, Mary.
Hey.
Hey, Alan, I just got a question for you. When you, going back, you were just talking about the Crown of Thorns, and I just wonder why every time when you talk about something that has to do with religion or Christianity, you instantly go to mockery and like skepticism. Like you said, quote unquote, the crown of thorns. But when you talk about other stories, like about scientists findings and stuff, you don't do the same thing about that.
Well, they're not the same thing for one. First of all, I've earned my mockery. I grew up hardcore Catholic, so I've earned it. Second of all, you can't compare science and religion. They're what we call non-overlapping magisteria. Science doesn't have to keep moving the chains to explain things unless something is discovered and proven. Religion needs to move the chains all the time when something else is discovered and proven outside the bounds of religion. And second of all, it's a fact that there are multiple churches around the world who say that they all have these artifacts.
How do you know that?
What do you mean, how do I know? I read books, Joe. What do you want me to say? I mean, read a couple of things.
But you say that just to say it like you know that.
I do know that. It's a fact. There are multiple churches around the world that say that they have artifacts from Calvary.
What's another one?
The Vatican. There's a church in Rio de
Janeiro. The Vatican does not say that.
There's a church. I bet your ass the Vatican says that. Vatican says they've got something. How do you know that, Joe?
Because I know.
How do you know?
I'm a Christian. So, I know that better than you do.
What does that have to do with it? Because you're a Christian, you know something better than I do? I just told you I grew up Catholic, so what's the point?
You know it better than I do?
Joe, have you ever left the United States?
I'm sorry?
Have you ever left the United States?
Oh, several times.
Okay, where have you gone?
Mexico, Dominican Republic.
So then you should agree with me. All of those places are going to have churches. They're going to tell you they have an artifact from the one true Christ. They're going to tell you that. So which one is telling the truth and which one isn't?
So they're all lying?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that they can't all be telling the truth.
But when somebody finds a 450-million-year-old fossil, you just take that as gospel truth.
No, but it has scientific evidence behind it when they do. That's a piece of that's something that they can carbon date, Joe. Remember what you listen.
Who created carbon dating? The people that created carbon dating. So does that mean that's actually accurate because they created carbon dating? How do you know carbon dating is accurate?
Joe, are you you're familiar with the Shroud of Turin, correct?
Of course.
Okay, what's the Shroud of Turin for people listening who don't know?
It's for the supposedly the cloth that Jesus was buried in.
It was the burial shroud of Christ, right? When he was buried in it, it was his divinity was ushered into it, and it left his image on the cloth, right?
Yes, yeah, exactly.
2,000 years old. This was something that Catholics around the world hung their hats on, that the Shroud of Turin, well, they carbon dated it some years ago, and it was not even close to being around the time of Christ. It had nothing to do with Jesus. It had been created in a different time, far more recently. I think someone made it in Italy or something. So the Shroud of Turin, which for a long time had been held up as a piece of vital iconography of the Catholic Church, Shroud of Turin was carbon dated to be about maybe 350, 400 years old.
But what makes carbon dating so accurate?
Because it's science, Joe. They don't just do it on religious artifacts. They can do it on everything, and they can very accurately determine how old something is. It's a fundamental aspect of science, determining how old things are.
Always accurate, 100% of the time. Science is accurate.
Joe, science has a lot more to back it up than religion does. Religion is based on faith, fundamentally. Anything that can't be explained, they go, well, faith, it's a test of your faith. Okay, cool, but that doesn't overlap with science. Non-overlapping magisteria. One does not explain the other.
Hey, can you explain gravity, Alan, even though you can't see it, feel it, touch it, nothing?
Of course I can.
Oh, my God. This
Joe, happened. I can feel it because I'm not flying up into the air. That's how I know it exists.
Gravity, just because you're not doing something? So because you're not doing something, you believe something is there because you're not flying into the air. Not because of proving something, but because of doing the opposite. Because I'm not flying in the air, I believe in something I don't see.
Right, but Joe, you're taking a classic tact of people who really don't have a whole lot of answers, and they fall back on not being able to prove a negative. Right? It doesn't, you can't, you go, hey, you can't prove that that doesn't exist. You can't prove a negative, so it's something you can fall back. Okay, Joe, thank you for
Alan,
the call.
Can you prove the
gotta
link?
Go, buddy. Thank you. We're going nowhere fast. I appreciate it.
Here's the thing. You take all the religious texts, you get rid of them, they're all going to come back different. You take science, you get rid of all the information they have on that, in 1,000 years, it comes back and it's the same.
And listen, new things are always being discovered in science. They'll go, hey, we used to think this, but now we've got new information, and it's this. But new information, when it's introduced into religion, is always, almost always, derided by people because they got to keep that story intact. Yeah. Got to keep that story intact. Science is always trying to answer questions. Religion believes they already have all the answers, and that's why the two of them are largely incompatible. Joe.
It's got to be canon.
Trucker Mike, are you calling me from a bell tower? It sounds windy wherever you are.
No, I got my headset on. I'm out, and actually, I'm going towards your old neighborhood. I'm going towards Chicago.
Yeah. All right.
I kind of don't like that city because of traffic. But anyway, you and I kind of had similar lives growing up. We're both the same age. I grew up in a Catholic, you know, I grew up in a total Catholic family, Polish Catholic. And, you know, went to Catholic school from kindergarten all the way up to, you know, up until I graduated. And my concern is I've listened to you guys for a long time, and why are we making such a big deal about the cathedral burning? I mean,
well, it's a historical piece of architecture. I mean, it's almost 1,000 years old.
It was in a Disney movie.
We don't have anything over here that even remotely approaches that timeline.
Right, but doesn't it kind of represent the Catholic religion? And there's a lot of things that are going bad with the Catholic religion. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not for, you know, the Confederate flag and all that other stuff, but, you know, we want to get rid of all that other stuff because it represents slavery and a bad period in our time. Well, doesn't the Catholic religion...
Yeah, but no one, but Mike, no one's suggesting that we just tear down the White House because Trump's there. I mean, you separate the architecture and whatever that inherently represents from whatever else goes on in the organization of fallible men. I mean, this is an 850-year-old piece of famous architecture in a major European city. So it's a big deal.
European city.
So it's a big deal.
Right, and to be honest with you, I've never been there. You know, I've always wanted to go there.
Me too.
And, you know, so.
I mean, what I'm saying is, you know, how old, man, that's a bad example. I don't want to go there.
What? Go away.
No. I was going to say the Twin Towers, but a lot of people died there. That's a bad example. Right. No, any piece of
back,
any
see what he said?
Yeah, any piece of architecture in this country would only be a couple hundred years old, and people flip out when something old here burns down. We don't have anything even close
or
to
not even burned down
850 years old.
If you talk about like the scandals behind it, I mean, even those Civil War statues, like they didn't get destroyed, like they're just hauled away into a museum somewhere. Like we still, you know, research those or not research them, but like it's still a part of history.
They're taking down statues in the South and people are flipping out.
Or like Holocaust museums and stuff. We still have that stuff. It's just not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I got to go here, Mike, but keep it between the ditches, all right?
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, buddy. All right. There's Trucker Mike, who's en route to Chicago.
7 out of 10 listeners agree. On what? We have no idea. This is the Alan Cox Show on 100.7 WMMS.
Yeah, I had an attitude.
Three 5 1 9 2. Want to send me a text? Indians are playing Seattle, so a couple of late night games. Early game tomorrow, though. Early for us. I mean, I think it's a 6:40 game tomorrow. 6:10 something. I don't know. 6:40 tomorrow, so we'll be out of here in time for the pregame tomorrow. But tonight, a 10-10 first pitch, Tribe against the Seattle Mariners, here on MMS. Speaking of Seattle, Russell Wilson is now the highest paid guy in the NFL.
He got paid.
I didn't even know he was like that big of a deal still.
No, he's very good.
Is he?
Very good.
I know he took him to the Super Bowl, but
he took him to the Super Bowl. They won at least, like, I think 10 games most of the years that he's been quarterback. He wins.
He does.
He's a guy that wins.
I guess I just hadn't been paying that close attention
money.
To him. Yeah. Okay. Hey, CJ.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, so I'm a doctoral candidate at Columbia. Anthropology, archaeology.
Oh, good for you!
Did you invent carbon dating?
Like magical science. Like, it works because carbon atoms decay at a very specific rate, and we measure it. And based on how much is left or how much is there, that tells us how old they are.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. And listen, most people like CJ, most people like us, we get how things work, all right? But people text me in the break to be like, you believe everything science tells you? I'm like, okay, yes. I mean, until they find something different, you know, I mean, science, the scientific method can be, you know, proven and reproven and reproven with identical outcomes. That's science. You know, like they say insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. That's the opposite of science. Because science, they don't need to move the chains. They might discover something new, but religion fundamentally is not based on facts or provability. It's based on faith, which is fine. But, you know, I have people tell, they're the same thing. No, they're not. You're dope.
And a lot of times when people are wrapped up in religion, they're so concentrated on the minutiae and the dogma that they're not paying attention to the actual lessons that they're supposed to be learning and the way they're supposed to be living their life. They're not loving one another. They're not following Jesus Christ's teaching. They're just saying the Bible's real, and that's if you don't believe in it, you're going to hell. They're not acting the way Jesus tells
you
to
act. Those people love Old Testament.
Yeah.
Other people love New Testament.
I agree.
Yeah, of course. And I mean, to CJ's point, the people who are, you know, yeah, it's, listen, no one has to explain that guy Joe that called. You can't see air either, but we're all breathing. So
I always thought from the moment I learned.
You can't see the radio that you're listening to, like the waves.
Right. I always learned, or why I kind of always thought that from the moment I learned evolution in school, that why couldn't God use evolution to form the planet or like move us as a species?
Again, they don't overlap. People can believe whatever they want.
Well, that's what I choose to believe.
But stay out of the science yard. Stay in your yard. If you want to believe all that stuff, that's cool. Don't put your leg over the fence and go, yeah, but.
I'm allowed to do whatever I want.
I'm not talking to you. No. I'm talking to the audience.
I was going to say, well, this was my way.
I'm talking to the royal you.
I am a Christian, and I do believe in evolution. Like, I do believe that stuff exists. I do believe that there were dinosaurs. There's proof to show it. The Bible doesn't talk about that stuff, but I'm...
But you believe that God is an evolution wizard, and he uses evolution as his... Like, he's basically a scientist, and he's doing everything.
No.
Evolution wizard is a fantasy this weekend.
God can evolve us any way he wants to. I mean,
or that he created us with enough intelligent design to evolve ourselves.
And he lets us know what he wants us to know.
How we're going backwards.
Not all of us. Of us.
There could be aliens, and there were dinosaurs. So he didn't say that. We don't know that in the Bible, because clearly God doesn't want us to know about that stuff. So that's how I see it.
And that's how you see it.
And I don't care.
God doesn't want us to know about stuff. Do not eat from the tree of knowledge. You're going all the way back to that?
I'm just... Clearly, he sets ground rules.
Why wouldn't God want us to evolve ourselves if he made us with everything... why wouldn't he want us to evolve to our fullest potential?
In the Bible, it also says God...
In the Bible, God, it also says...
I'm just saying God...
says a lot of things. Says you're not supposed to wear mixed cloth fabrics.
I'm just saying...
A lot of things.
It also
stone
says...
Stone your wife if she does stuff you don't like. Says a lot of things.
But he also says nothing would be impossible for man. That's why he created different languages. So
the different languages actually came from the Tower of Babylon.
Here we go.
So that they
all right. So
I'm saying so that people couldn't communicate because they were all like trying to uprise and
they tried to build a tower to God.
Yeah.
God got mad and yeah.
That's why nobody speaks the same language. According to the Bible.
Thank you, Jesus.
Uh-huh.
She just explained how carbon dating works.
Yeah, pretty much.
How the NOLAN remerges RN while the university or the UN mission as whole received support from all potteries in the hues of the gardens of today. Excuse me.
That's what I heard when that Joe guy was on the phone. I heard the hues of the Garvins.
Gargans.
Hey, you know what? Here's another thing that I think people should really rethink. Death threats seem to mean a lot less than they used to. If you got a death threat back in the day, it was like, oh man, I gotta figure this out. But with social media, anything that someone doesn't like now, they go right to the death threat. It used to be more like a nuclear option. First, you would tell someone, you would express your displeasure with them. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you would try to seek some reconciliation. People go right to the death threat now, and they're really robbing it of all of its power because they're sending it out for the dumbest crap. The Masters tournament was on Sunday afternoon, where there was real bad weather going through huge swaths of the country. Like, they pushed up part of the Masters because there was going to be really bad weather going through. That's in Atlanta, I think, right? It's in Georgia, the Masters,
yes,
where Tiger Woods won, right? So there was really bad weather coming through. We had awful weather here Sunday afternoon. My phone's blowing up with tornado warnings, and I'm sure a lot of you got the same things too. And so they were getting those same messages in Georgia. And a weather girl, female meteorologist, they were trying to do what they need to do, which is cover the weather, which is what most people who watch local television care about, cover the weather, and not pull away from the Masters. So they did a split screen. And the station got death threats. Because the woman's like, I'm trying to make sure you guys aren't killed. You think if there was any place people would want to know when a tornado's coming? It's Georgia. And this woman on some Atlanta affiliate was like, oh, I was getting death threats because I split the screen away from the Masters. And
not even take it away.
Well,
split it.
They pull the audio so mm-hmm. you could watch the Masters, but nobody's watching golf for the sound anyway, right? It's barely audible when the sound's up.
We decided to double box
So split screen, the Masters and Jennifer and I were here covering the tornadoes. And the feedback that...
Cool bit of industry lingo there for you, too. Double box.
Oh, split screen, double box.
See, if you say split screen, you sound like a rube.
Why not do a scroll?
They wanted to have the map up.
Just throw the scroll up. If people want to see it and say, hey, if you need more information, go to our website.
Yeah. But they wanted to double box.
We've had, I mean, people get crazy over this stuff. Like, when I worked downtown for Browns games, it would be 11:45 in the morning. And they'd be like, are you going to turn the sound on? Is the sound going to be on for the game? I'm like, you mean the game that starts in an hour and a half? Can you relax for 2 seconds, please? Like, people lose their minds for that kind of stuff.
I'm like, I'm sorry if you hate your life for whatever reason, but calm down. Who sends a death threat to the weather girl?
Who sends a death threat to the weather girl?
We got the backlash that we got, the hatred that we got from that 10 minutes of being on air to keep people safe was unreal. It was disgusting. We go on TV if there's a tornado warning anywhere in Georgia because it's our duty to keep people safe. And that's something that we're going to continue to do. We're not going to back down from that. As a news station, it is our duty to do that, to keep our viewers safe.
Oh, my God! Tornado! Tornado!
She said duty twice, Poundcake.
I know, duty.
Oh, that's funny. Duty.
D-D.
I was watching the NBA playoffs, and they did the same thing. And I just went to the ESPN app where they weren't going to have local coverage. They just had the stream.
D-D.
Problem solved.
Mega doo-doo.
But I get people with flip phones who get whatever.
Yeah,
but still.
I get people being upset, but... The death threats are a little much.
Do you really get people being upset?
I get people being upset.
Why?
Because they want to watch the Masters.
You can't watch the Masters if you're dead.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can. You guys all believe in ghosts.
Yeah.
My spirit's there, front row, baby.
It takes time,
yeah, then you get to go.
You don't just get to be a ghost immediately.
Really?
I mean, there's rules.
I'm going to make myself a note. I'm not going to commit to it yet. But I'm going to make myself a note and consider post-show today. Putting you can't watch the Masters if you're dead on the Alan Cox Show mission statement.
Just saying.
It's true. Now that's science. Right? You can't watch the Masters if you're dead.
Science.
But if you're going to die, you might as well enjoy the last few minutes of your life.
By watching golf.
I'm
not doing that.
My son texted me today. He goes, hey... He was hitting me up for a couple of bucks because something, I don't know.
Because he's a teenager?
Well, no, he's got his own account and whatever, but he's like, hey, gas, and I'm short. He goes, I got to get to golf practice. I go, golf practice?
I didn't raise no nerd.
What am I paying for? No, I'm not even saying a nerd. I don't, you know, but golf? Wow. Maybe that's an extracurricular that he needed or something, and he got roped into it.
No, that's like my dad has $1 million type game.
I didn't even know he was doing it. How is it? What's got to do with me?
Dad, I need $300. He's the Valerie.
No, he hasn't hit me up, please.
Isn't it expensive? My dad doesn't have any money. He plays golf.
It is an expensive sport.
Is it?
Yes.
If your dad doesn't have any money and he plays, I mean, it's traditionally not a cheap sport. It doesn't mean that everybody who plays it is rich.
The clubs and paying your
caddy.
But
you can go, you're talking
about
rent, that.
You can rent all
you
that
can
stuff.
Just go to, like, the Metro Parks. They have plenty of golf courses, and you can just go for a
public
day
course,
and play.
Public course,
yeah.
Metro Park. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
It's where we do foot golf, by the way.
I love the Metro Parks. Yeah. What do you mean? Are you kidding me?
You
get to ride around on the golf carts?
Backpedal McGee over there.
Yeah, who doesn't love riding around on the golf carts?
Golf carts, yeah. I'm off to golf practice.
Let's go golfing.
Oh, my God.
Golfing, yeah. We're going to watch Wolf of Wall Street in the car on the way over.
On the way
to golf practice. Uh-huh.
I'm just saying. A country club.
You are just saying. Words with L's in them.
A country club golf course and like a Metro Park golf course is just.
You
like,
mean a country cub? All right, listen. I've got to hand off a thousand. I'll tell you what. It has been an interesting year. I don't mean 2019. It has been an interesting 12 months. It was probably last summer, and we've told the story a couple of times, but it bears repeating. I think it was last summer. You could correct me if I'm wrong, William, that our own Bill Squire went tip to taint in the Cuyahoga River in a kayaking accident or something.
Yes,
or
it was a
de-boating dock accident.
Right.
You slipped on the dock, or the person who was dispatched to help you up
tipped my canoe over, or my kayak over.
Right.
Yeah.
Tippy Canoe and Tyler, too, he was wearing that shirt, and everyone was too young to understand it. Nevertheless, it has been a huge year for the Cuyahoga River in that our own Bill Squire got teabagged by it.
Bathed in it.
Bathed in it. And it has just been named River of the Year.
Aww.
Which I didn't even know was a thing.
By what? Like Ohio Magazine or something?
American Rivers.
Wow.
There's an organization in D.C. called American Rivers, and it's an environmental conservation organization.
Rivers Cuomo snubbed again.
Yeah. Weezer came in a close second.
What about Joan?
He won Rivers of the Year. She's been dead for a while now. She got a posthumous award.
Mm-hmm. Passed down to Melissa?
Again, that's Rivers. This is River of the Year, the Cuyahoga. For more than 30 years, this organization has annually named endangered rivers, and then it helps try to bring them back.
Well,
Cuyahoga,
believe it or not,
the Cuyahoga River's never been on the endangered list.
How?
I know.
It's gross.
It broke your eye, dude.
It broke my whole body.
It broke your spirit, for sure.
And they're
never been the same.
You're kissed by an angel.
They're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the June 22nd fire, which, since my birthday is June 23rd, that's how I'm celebrating this year, is I'm having an Alan's birthday / river burning party.
Is this also your 50th birthday? I was not being sarcastic. 48?
Do you think it's my 50th birthday this year?
You apparently, from that reaction, no.
You can shut your whore mouth.
All right, listen.
I will be
the opposite of a whore mouth. Okay, can we please?
I know, that's why it's funny.
That's why it's funny.
Don't talk about your sister like that.
Mouth.
I have a spinster mouth, for sure. Mm-hmm. I'm in my nun robe, or whatever.
Sister Mary
Claire. Wearing a flannel.
I will be 48 this summer. Okay.
So you don't have the same birthday as
still,
the fighter.
No, but I'm still, as you might have guessed, a little sensitive about it. But I'm not 50 yet.
Okay.
But the river is, and the great mighty Cuyahoga River, River of the Year.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Posthumous award to River Phoenix. Also.
Deceased?
Yes, he is dead.
Okay.
Has been for a long time. Yeah, that's right.
Just making sure.
Alan, the people watching that forecast should have just 10-second fast-forwarded through the weather. Yeah, again, I don't know.
Live.
Yeah, live. I mean,
just pause it, and then you can do it.
Yeah. Alan, there are a lot of unclaimed golf scholarships for high school students. Oh, maybe my son's doing that. He's pretty slick.
Maybe, yeah.
Yep. Maybe he's like, oh, yeah, I golf, of course. Oh, yeah. What's my handicap? Sometimes my foot hurts, but what's that?
I care too much.
Right.
Just make a donation to the school and get a man.
I care too much. Yeah. Make a donation to the school.
Cox right. Hall?
Sure. You know, all the money I've got.
Cox study?
Yeah.
Do you like Cox doorknob?
It really would, yes. Here's the Cox leave a penny, take a penny tray.
You could probably put in a vending machine.
Or you could get a bench. Definitely a bench.
You got a bench for sure.
A bench.
You got bench money.
Yeah, but it's what he's willing to give, too.
He could give a bench.
But it doesn't mean he wants to give that much money.
What do you get for a bench? Does your kid get on the golf team?
I think
team
a bench
a
is
bench?
Like 10 grand.
I'm saying, what would you earn as...
Well, it depends on where the bench is. I mean, a bench on the quad at a major university.
Major university.
Major university.
And he could probably get on the golf team himself.
Donate like an M to the school, like for the logo. Put it somewhere in the garden.
Thank you, Mr. Cox. Up until now, we have only had our students matriculating at the School of Edison. But now, thank you to your donation of the M.
The School of Medicine.
Yeah!
Yeah.
That's where I was
going. Did I figure it out? Thank you.
Solving puzzles over there.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I'm so smart.
You are. S-M-R-T smart.
Way to use that whore brain of yours.
Thank you.
Alan, golf clubs are expensive. Well, listen, Mary's, I take her at her word. Your dad doesn't have a lot of money, but he plays golf.
You only buy one set, too, though. You don't need, if you're just playing like...
Yeah, you don't buy new ones all the time.
Yeah, you need one set of golf clubs for a while.
And you can also get them... You can get cheaper ones, too.
Yeah.
Get them like a garage sale.
I know Ping. I know Titleist. I know... There's something that starts with an F. Fila.
Yeah.
Fila's not exclusively golf, but my dad had a big, big, big golf umbrella that said Ping on it real big. That's it. That's my whole story.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be interested in knowing that this uniform was given to me by the captain of the Links of St. Andrews, Scotland. They invented the game there, you know, except they call it golf without the L.
Golf, there you go.
They call it golf without the L. That's Pound Cake. Any chance you're Scottish, Pound Cake, and we've been missing it the entire time?
I don't know my dad's side.
Could you and I be countrymen?
I know they were Italian mixed with German, so there's probably some other things in there, too. His dad was adopted.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, so he threw the whole thing off. But that adoption threw the whole bloodline off.
I know my grandmother's maiden name was Rosatelli, so that's the only thing I know from her side.
People call her Roz.
Roz.
Well, she did, so
was
they call her
Roz.
Roz.
Well, okay, when she was alive, did they call her that?
I don't know. I didn't know that bitch. I didn't know her. She was racist.
So prickly.
But I wondered if you had ever had a conversation about maybe what someone called... I guess not.
No. No. Right. I did not.
No one says that. Hey, Mom, what was Grandma on the side we don't talk about? What was her nickname?
Yeah, she had dementia up in her later years and then up
so
in...
So she wouldn't have known anyway.
But if you didn't know her, why is she a bitch?
Because she had the choice.
I didn't know that bitch.
She had the choice.
Choice of what? Of
she alive, yours. She a bitch. She dead, she a bitch.
I don't know that bitch. Wow.
She existed, she's a bitch.
R.I.P.
You
white,
you Ben Affleck.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, listen to this guy.
Well, I was thinking, like, okay, maybe, you know, she could make up for it. Like, if she left me some money, all would be forgiven.
He is a little prickly today.
I would praise her name. Mm-hmm.
If she left you some money, that's all it would take. This is someone,
all it ever takes with him.
By your definition, someone you didn't know that bitch, you don't care about that bitch.
She didn't care about me.
But if that bitch was a rich bitch and she left you some money.
Then she's your Grammy.
She'd be like, I got that bitch.
Because I'm like, oh man, maybe, you know, she was really pressured by her husband not to speak to us. Like my grandfather, maybe she wasn't allowed to speak to me. And she's like, you know, well, we do care. So after I'm passed on, I want you to have a little something. Here's a little change.
So you created a scenario in which your grandmother was secretly squirreling away money for grandchildren she never had contact with.
Her house was paid off. Everything was paid off. And houses
cost $8 back then. That's why it's paid off.
She had some ducats. Uh-huh. I'm just surprised. That's all.
Yeah, Kirby Duckett.
Kirby Bucket. Oh, yeah. She had a giant chest of Krugerrands. You want to join us or 800-348-1007. 35192. Send me a text. About a half an hour closer to 4:20, comedian Rob Ward will be in here to join us. He is part of your 10th annual Alan Cox Show comedy tour, which will go down this Saturday night. One show at the Cleveland Masonic Auditorium. There are still some tickets available, although they are in increasingly dwindling quantities. So if you go to alancoxshow.com, use the keyword comedy, you'll get all the information there. There's a link to buy whatever tickets remain. $10 to put you up in the balcony. Steve Byrne, Bill Squire, Mary Santora, Mike Polkin, the aforementioned Rob Ward, doors at 7, show at 8, all brought to you by Great Lakes Brewing Company. Mattitude will spin. I will be your leggy and vivacious host, and Pound Cake will be there too.
I just put on all my social media, I asked what walk-up music I should have, because I haven't picked a song yet.
I got Bill's. I got Rob's, I got Steve's, I'm still waiting on Polk's and yours.
So I'm a crowdsource mine.
Polk will probably give me his 2 minutes before showtime.
He will give it to me. He'll tell Mattitude, yeah, just whatever, anything that's right. As he's walking out.
Yes.
Just play something. Yeah.
Right.
So I'm a crowdsource mine, so you tell me what song. It's on my Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all with links to get tickets.
And guys, take this seriously.
Take seriously.
Don't send her silly suggestions.
I already
songs.
Got two silly
you
suggestions.
You know she's not going to like.
Of Baby
Why
Shark.
Why would you...
Of what?
Baby Shark. Doo-doo.
By the way, why is Baby Shark blowing up now? That thing has
been around for a long time. Cardi B did it?
It's Cardi B. She was doing like a runway walk to it. Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
Have you ever heard the I'm a bitch, I'm a cow. Have you heard that song?
No. No.
As in this,
like a moo cow? Like farm cow?
You know what? I saw that a couple of weeks ago.
Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. I'm not a cat. Bitch, I'm a cow.
Maybe I'll go out to that.
I was like dying laughing. I was in a convenience store.
Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Play that. I've never heard that.
Are there expletives in it?
I think there's a clean version. A real song.
It's called Moo, yeah. Well, anyway, you get the idea. It's just her in front of a video screen and
going, bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow.
Hmm.
And anime boobs behind her.
Oh. That's what sells it.
Bitch, I'm a cow. I'm not a cat. I don't say meow.
Yeah. So, there's more where that came from.
That's the whole song. Huh?
Yeah. Might I offer a suggestion?
Yeah.
For you?
Somebody farted.
Somebody farted?
Yeah.
No, I don't want that.
You
don't want
to walk out to this?
No.
You sure?
Mm-hmm. Standing in the weapon line. Not sure who's behind. It wasn't mine. Like the Red Sea. The line just parted. The thumb nasty sucker.
You don't want to walk out to that?
Uh-uh.
What about...
something that's going to get you laid, Mary. You got to, like, twerk when you come out.
I'm not twerking anything.
You're gonna
don't stay? Take unnecessary journeys. I'd like her to walk out to that.
Okay.
Is that that weird song that we've played?
Hide your kids, hide your wife.
No. I was gonna pick a country song to annoy everybody.
Absolutely.
But Bill and I did come to the conclusion it's more chill music that you're just kind of, like, hanging out. Day drinking is more of the music I like of country, but not really pump-up music.
You don't want to walk out to Prop Me Up Beside the Jukebox?
No.
What about I Love Rock and Roll?
I thought about Girl on Fire by Alicia Keys.
Gross.
I like that one a lot. So What by gross. Pink. So
that's
what?
A good one. Da,
da, da, and or
can you walk out to that version
I'm
of it?
Rockstar.
Karaoke.
Or Pink.
My name is Pink and I got a nose that... Bill hates that one. You know that song?
You know what we can do is I can produce a walkout song for you with you singing
do
it.
Not do
that's
that.
What I want.
And I'll give it to Mattitude.
A
we can do that.
Song?
Yes.
No.
You can walk out to yourself singing yourself out.
I'm such a bad singer, though.
You ordering Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, drunk Chick-fil-A order. Yeah, so help me out. Pick my song.
You can do Pink, Get This Party Started.
I like that one, too, yeah.
I'm coming up.
Yeah.
Again, all great suggestions.
I want the Mary version.
What about No Scrubs? TLC.
See, you're doing great. You're almost as good at this as
because
you are
I
at
think
the
songs that I would want to walk out to, and I'm a hoe, so I'm like, all right.
Oh,
TLC.
Thanks. Appreciate you. Three
don't
segments.
Don't make unnecessary journeys. Don't take risks on treacherous roads. Don't make unnecessary journeys. Don't take risks on treacherous roads. People have been thrown in the water both today and yesterday. Their actions are contaminated.
I might walk out to this.
Don't make unnecessary journeys. Don't take risks on treacherous roads.
Not that one?
Mm-mm.
It's a great song.
I've got the perfect one, Bill.
Ooh.
Dude, America first! America first! Get that through your head!
America first!
Yeah.
America first! America first! You heard that before? What? America
Polk
first!
Polk would do
America
this. This is a Polk walkout song.
There you go.
Dude, America first! America first! To all of you, let me explain one damn thing.
America.
Dude, you understand?
America.
My point is, America's first.
Mm-hmm. Smack. Slap. All right.
That was me.
Oh, it's like somebody here?
He's just randomly knocking in there.
Why?
Hey, if you listen to the show on iHeartRadio, let me know where you do that. If it's from out of state, Dan's a new listener in Nashville. Mike listens out in Kirkland, Washington. Andrew is in Newark. We have a lot of Bureau Chiefs in New Jersey, and I can officially now today congratulate you now that New Jersey has legalized assisted suicide.
Ooh, I like
that.
Really?
Yeah.
I did in eighth grade, we had to do a debate thing. Like, we had to pick controversial topics and go head-to-head with another student and debate them.
Sure.
Euthanasia was mine.
Oh, yeah?
Were you for it or against it?
I was against it.
Why?
Because I grew up very religious, and I went from that angle.
Only God can take a life, that thing, yeah.
Where it's against the law. It's suicide, essentially, yeah.
Well, there are now 8 states, New Jersey the newest among them, that will legalize assisted suicide because you should be able to make really the only true choice anyone can make about their life is the decision to end it.
Mm-hmm.
And why not be able to do it with some dignity? I always wondered why dignity was never sussed out of people's readings of scripture.
So I can hand you a gun and be like, I want to end my life.
No,
and
we're not.
This is like lethal injection. Like you can go to a doctor, say, I don't want to live anymore, and they can put a substance in you that
it's
will kill
you. It's under the discretion and administration of a doctor, I believe.
And you can't just do it because I'm depressed. You have to have a terminal disease or be very, very old. Or
like they,
for the depressed stuff, you still there's still garden variety suicide, you know, if you want to. That still wasn't enough.
Watching him get ready for
I know.
And I broke the window, too. I'm so sorry.
But I can't have a friend do that. I'm like, if you love me and you appreciate me.
Because then they're a murderer.
It's just not legal. They'll go to jail.
I'll leave you my Mercury Mulan.
Mercury Mulan?
I'll leave you my Mercury Mulan.
Oh, good. $2,500 worth of car.
There you go.
You can scrap it.
Something.
It mandates that a psychiatrist or psychologist establish that the patient has the mental wherewithal to make the decision. I mean, it's not like this is hoop-free to
right,
do this.
Right.
You got to get two doctors to okay it.
They're putting you through the ringer. Like, you have to explain in detail why you want to end your life. And they're probably going to try to convince you otherwise.
It's like a waiting period to end your life.
But what sane person...
Is this a game show?
No.
Or like a euthanasia game show?
That is terrifying and wrong.
Hmm.
I don't like that.
California, Colorado, Hawaii, Montana, Oregon, Vermont, Washington, and D.C. are already on the books. I think Oregon was the very first state to legalize euthanasia.
Would you do it? Like if you got diagnosed with cancer and you're like, I just take me, I don't want to do
it. Well, I don't know about me, but like if my wife or like a loved one wanted me to help them do that, I would absolutely help them do that.
You think you could?
You go back to Jack Kevorkian back in the day. He was doing the Lord's work, and
right,
he was ostracized for doing, you know, because he was ahead of his time. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that.
I
don't know that I would be able to administrate it, like, or be there with them when people pull the plug and stuff like that. Like,
yeah, but then you can like time it, and you can at least say your goodbyes, and you know what's going to happen. What's that movie? The Ray Romano, my friend, he's dead.
Oh yeah, Paddington Bear.
Paddington Bear.
Yeah, Mark Duplass and Ray
That's
Romano.
What that movie's about. Is his friend is terminal, and he's getting real bad, and he ends his own life. He goes and buys the drugs to end his life.
My eyes are welling up right now. Like
it's
so
real
sad.
It's real sad, but it's real honest in that moment, like the fear and everything that you have, but you also know that your life is. You're going to die either way, so why not, like Alan said, do it with some dignity.
Do it on your terms.
Yeah. I know, but still, that wouldn't, like, mess with you if you're...
Of course.
I would have guilt.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also, it's like...
I don't know that I would want to... A doctor would be different, but I don't know if a friend or a loved one... I wouldn't put that on somebody.
I think it also determines, like, how quickly the process... Like, my grandmother died 2 weeks shy of her 103rd birthday, right? There was no one crying in the funeral home.
Well, she's old,
So if you've had a terminal illness for 5 or 6 years, and you've gotten to the point where you're like, you're constantly in pain.
Or you've
like,
come to terms with it, and all your family members have to. Mm-hmm. And
nobody's going to convince me that that person should be kept alive because some alleged celestial being thinks that's the case.
I wouldn't tell anybody. If I was getting euthanized, I wouldn't tell anybody. If I already had a terminal disease, like, just tell them I went. You know what I mean? I feel like that'd be hard for people to swallow.
No one cried at your grandmother's funeral?
No.
She's 103.
So 102. It doesn't mean you don't love, like,
no,
you still want to see that person go.
Well, it wasn't a matter of us not loving her. I think my mom was probably upset in that way. But no, I mean, she looked peaceful and she had literally had no problems. I mean, she beat breast cancer a couple times, but you know, it wasn't, she was lucid. And I mean, literally, she just a couple weeks ahead of time went to the hospital and didn't come out. You know, just something got her. And she had a great outlived an older husband and a younger husband, and so yeah, at 103, nobody's like, "Oh my God, why?"
Well, because I asked my mom this a couple of times because her mom died, my grandmother died of lung cancer, and you know I was really young to like remember it. I just remember hopping up on the coffin and was like, "Where's the blood?" And I look back at that and cringe, but I'm like, "You guys didn't really seem like you guys seemed upset, but I didn't see anyone like sobbing, as far as I
can
remember.
Well, people were probably upset because there was a child on the coffin.
Right.
No. Like, my mom kind of, like, propped me up just to see her. And I was just like, where's the blood?
Yeah.
But, like, my mom came to terms with the fact that, you know, her mom had cancer. She's probably going to die.
Really dumb.
Well, but my mom's father, my grandmother's first husband, died when my mom was 29. So she had obviously a real hard time with that because she was still young. Her parents had her when, you know, my grandpa was considerably older. But yeah, that's a little different than, you know, my mom is 70 now and my grandma died a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So she was almost 103.
That's crazy.
So, wow. You outlive all your siblings, you outlive your friends.
Yeah.
All your enemies.
Your enemies. Hopefully all your enemies. I don't know what enemies you have when you're a centenarian,
I couldn't imagine
still out there
being that old and you're just like, yeah, everybody I know or loved is dead.
Right.
Everyone I went, hey, look at my high school yearbook, sweetie. Like, oh, wow, everyone's dead.
People say they want to live forever. They'd like to, like, you know what I mean?
But I want,
like,
all my friends.
How do we extend human life and da-da-da-da?
I want a top 10.
You can't enjoy it after a certain point.
Well, if you can have a quality of life and not age.
If you say 30 forever, you say 25 forever. Mm-hmm. I get that, but
yeah, if you get the vampire bite at just the right time, you can have a great time.
Yeah,
right.
You don't want to get bit when you're 70.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I watched The Shadows.
What We Do in the Shadows.
Was it good?
It's really funny.
Oh, I want to watch it so bad.
It's really funny.
That's just on regular TV, right?
No, well, FX. Not the series. I watched the movie.
Oh, the movie. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
From a few years ago, and it's
the
on.
Series just came out or is coming out.
It's about 3 episodes deep.
Yeah. Oh, is it okay?
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch it?
It's stacking up on my DVR. I haven't gotten to it yet. Yeah.
That I would sit in Newark forever.
See, there's a woman who wants to be put out of her misery now that New Jersey has got assisted suicide on the books. So congratulations, Garden State. You're going to be planting more people in that garden. We need that
pushing
phosphorus.
Daisies.
Sure.
Phosphorus.
How bad is American healthcare? A Canadian family drove home from Florida with a dead body in the car to avoid U.S. healthcare costs. Like Imogene Coca in National Lampoon's Vacation.
Are you serious?
Just put her on top in the lawn chair. Yeah, put her on top in the lawn chair.
It's hot in Florida.
Well, they were driving back to, yeah.
Not always.
You could prop somebody up, just have their arm just like resting there.
Yeah, just weekend at Bernie's it all the way
That's
back.
Right.
Yeah.
You guys are giggling. This is gross.
Like, Mom, Bernie stinks. Shut up. We're almost at the border.
Where's the blood?
Stop it.
Oh, now.
I was young.
A Canadian family kept driving when their 87-year-old patriarch, I assume the grandfather, died in the backseat of their car. They were en route back home to Canada from Florida. They went to Florida for a vacation, and they drove all the way back to the Canadian border. Authorities stopped and searched the car.
That's not okay.
And they found the guy. Now, he died late in the trip.
Whatever.
He died a day before arriving at the border. But that's 24
that's
hours.
That's 24 hours, yeah. That's,
you are asking to be haunted. That is what happens. This is a recipe
what, your
for
car
a ghost.
Haunted?
This pay? Is a recipe for a ghost.
So
right
he's
here.
Tied to their car for the rest
you
of his life?
You baked me in a car dead. You're haunted forever.
No, but wouldn't he haunt the car?
No, yeah. He haunts the
car.
Family.
Couldn't leave the car. Aren't you?
Yeah, you're
if
tethered.
If you believe in ghost nonsense, you're bound to the structure in which you died. So this guy haunts the car.
And he
you got to drive your car.
You sell the car and then get a new car.
And then haunt the next person.
No, he didn't die. He died in the old car. He ends up haunting an impound lot.
Whatever.
It's his fault. He should have waited.
What?
You wait till you get to board.
The family said,
I gotta die. You hold it till we get back to Canada, pop.
I will not turn this car around and pay any U.S. hospital bills. They cited the high cost of U.S. health care. Mm. And they didn't want to ship the body back to Quebec.
Hey, I think that's a very frugal move.
Whatever.
Is that a valid excuse?
Who is in this car? Does it say? It just says a family. Are there children in this car? That will ruin you for the rest of your life.
It was the man's wife and son.
Do you see what that's so messed up?
But he's probably an adult.
It doesn't say. You can't just say probably. It just says his son.
Right, but who also, I mean, if I assume the wife is in her 80s too, mm-hmm. so it's just the two of them and the son. Who goes to Florida on vacation with their 80-year-old parents?
The guy's son.
Yeah.
I was thinking
dead guy's son, yeah.
This is a grandpa, and he has his son and daughter and his grandson in the car.
No, it's the dead guy. his wife, and the son.
Yeah.
So it sounds like three people.
Either way.
His son was like, he ain't getting any deader. Let's wait till we get to Canada.
You're cool just sitting next to your dead dad?
If I come from a country where healthcare is free and down here doing anything costs five figures, yeah, I would drive. I'd get some clothespins for my nose and I'd drive all the way back to Canada.
You bet your ass. That is so morbid.
Whatever.
Yeah, but it is.
Death
it's
is expensive.
I would bury him. Death on the is side expensive of the road before the, I would no, drive with a dead it, yes. car. Dead person in my car.
You don't even know the country. You know the route from Quebec to Florida. You're going to pull off in West Virginia. Yeah. And bury your dad? No,
yes.
You're not.
Yes, I would.
Put a marker there?
Yes.
If you're going to put him somewhere that's completely nondescript, why wouldn't you drive him back home?
Because he stinks and he's dead in the car.
I don't think anybody don't think stinks after 24 hours.
Oh, my God. The fact that you guys would just chill with a dead dude in your car blows my mind.
Why? It's not an optimum situation, but I'm just saying. I mean... these people took the only route they possibly could. Hey, do we want a crazy, ridiculous United States health bill, or do we want to go back home where people are logical about health care? And we don't, it's not going to bankrupt us to bury our patriarch.
He has to go back to Canada anyways.
It's because you believe in speaking in tongues and ghosts. That
no,
all this
it's
stuff
because
freaks
I don't
want to
drive in a car with a dead person for 24 hours.
You've toured a lot with comedians who probably smelled like dead people.
I understand, but they weren't dead.
That's even worse. At least dead people have an excuse.
I know you wish one of them was.
Yeah, a couple on that list. It's growing.
There's people you've almost buried on the way
that
to
I
a game.
I would have, absolutely. Kicked them out of the car if you make it home cool.
That's right.
When
Pound Cake's brother farts in his car, he kicks him out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, what if he dies in your car?
Oh, he really ain't getting any. He'll be stuck into the fibers. Nope.
That's what I'm saying.
But it doesn't happen that fast.
You have to sell that car.
24 hours.
You have to sell that
24
car.
24 hours, you'd get rigor mortis, but it's not going to decompose in 20... I don't think.
He
not
is that fast. Dead.
Not unless it's... If,
what, are you just not going to look
like
at it?
If it's like the hot sun...
You're in Florida!
Yeah, but you're...
This
not,
was a day before the border.
Crank the AC.
So they're
all the way
down.
They're
up here. They're north of the Mason-Dixon line. It's cold. He's refrigerating right there. Mm-hmm. What do you have against dead people?
I don't want to hang out with them. I don't want them in my car for a day.
But if it was your family...
No!
Your dad is on a trip with you. Your dad has a heart attack and dies. Your dad's a man of sizable carriage.
He's huge, yeah.
There you go. I was being nice. Your dad cacks out in the car. You dump him in Morgantown in a shallow grave and drive back to... No.
Yeah.
No, you
Your
wouldn't.
Your dad wouldn't want you to spend the money. I know that.
Yeah, that's why he'd be like, just bury me wherever. I don't care.
Or he'd say, if you guys were Canadian, he'd say, get me back to Canada where it's going to be cheap.
Mate.
He'd say, mate, like they say in Canada.
Yeah, you know.
Guy.
He'd say, what's it all about? Mate.
Whatever, man. I'm not driving with a dead person in my car. I'd ship him.
All right.
Yeah.
Ship him.
$50,000.
That's what they said. They also didn't want to spend for the cost of shipping the body to Canada. So they drove up there with
it. It was a very frugal decision, and
set
I support
him on fire.
It.
They probably,
that's
like
what
a
you
Viking
do.
Funeral.
You set him on fire in like the rest stop parking lot.
You've been watching too much Game of Thrones.
Yeah. And then you sweep up the ashes, and you put them in an urn or a jar, or whatever you have, a shoebox.
You can't get the fire that hot in a parking lot.
You don't know me.
Plus, don't you have to have a dead?
I'm the queen of flames,
You
bro.
Don't think that local law enforcement might come over when you're burning a corpse
exactly.
in the parking lot
it's
of a rest stop?
It's gotta be illegal to have a dead person in your car. That has to be a crime.
It's not.
You have to have a death certificate.
How is that not?
If you have murdered them, it is, but if they died in the car, how could you have controlled
them? There's so
them?
Many more situations that should be being asked
you
about
mean to
right
tell
now.
Me,
this
okay,
is a dead person in your
scenario.
Car.
Scenario. What's the concert you want to go see?
Eric Church.
So you mean to tell me one of your friends died in the car, you're not going to go see the concert?
No.
You're not going to leave him in there like, well, he's dead.
No.
He's not going to be not dead when I
it's
come
out. It's not like leftovers. It's not like I go to dinner. I'm like, the chicken will be fine when
so
I get back.
So you're going to let him screw you over for the third time.
Yes. Yes. That's.
You put him in one of those giant Chinese takeout boxes with like the metal handle.
Just
well,
loves it.
The worst part, though, would not, because they wouldn't decompose, it would be when someone dies, they just evacuate.
Their
all
bowels,
of their stuff, yeah. That
none
would be in your
is,
car.
Oh boy!
Or
so your back seat would be all pee and bile and poop and
if it's a little
shut the
moist,
whole car on fire.
Yeah,
buy a plane ticket.
If it's a little moist,
torch the whole car.
You might be stuck in the seat a bit.
I met Alan.
Did you?
I gave him marijuana.
Oh great!
The Alan Cox Show on 100.7 WMMS.
Three 5 1 9 2. You want to send me a text? about anything, alancoxshow.com. You can watch the live video stream there. Listen on iHeartRadio. And if you use the keyword comedy, if you've been sitting out hoping you're going to win some tickets for this year's Alan Cox Show comedy tour, depends on how good you think your luck is, but there's only a few chances left for you to win those, but you can buy them. Keyword comedy at alancoxshow.com. Rob Ward is right here. His debut on the comedy tour this year. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Alan, for having me.
How are you, brother?
I'm good, man. Appreciate the opportunity. Happy to be here. Mary, Bill. Big fan of Bill, so it's one of my favorite comics.
Bill's a big fan of yours.
Yeah, and I know Mary.
Uh-huh. I had you with the fire on my Instagram. We'll go ahead and delete that.
You know I love you, Mary.
How many fire emojis did you give Rob Ward?
A thousand. 1,000 fire emojis.
Uh-huh. That's good. Yeah. Tell people who are unfamiliar with your work, Rob, tell them about yourself.
I am Rob Ward from Cleveland, Ohio. You see me a lot at the local clubs here, the Hilarities, a couple times a year. The Cleveland Improv, the Funny Stop. I'm also touring right now with a comedian by the name of Benji Brown. And you
do a lot of weeks with him.
I do a lot of weeks with him, yeah. You guys are
all over the place. You've had some big interactions too. I saw you were up in Detroit. Took our friend John up there.
Oh yeah, Martin Lawrence. Yeah. Got to meet Martin Lawrence. Got to meet Ocho Cinco.
How's Martin Lawrence doing?
He was busy. So yeah. I can't. You're putting me on the spot because the interaction wasn't that. It wasn't that. That
it was just
that,
quick.
Yeah. It was like.
But it was cool. Like you were backstage hanging out with but he's also whatever. Like he does a tour where he brings a bunch of like he hosts exactly. it and he brings like Michael Blackson mm-hmm. and who are some of the other people?
Adele Gibbons. I feel like he was kind of off the radar for a long time. Like I think he had some FU money from that Mama's House stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then he was like trying to come back
from Mama's House, not his TV show.
Well, that was 100 years ago. I mean,
those movies made him so much more money than the TV show, though.
He wasn't making money. I mean, you know, making some. But.
Well, even the guy I tour with, like, he told me, like, even, like, he can afford to take me on a road, but he's like, Martin has a different type of money. You can just tell from the SUVs and his green room. I got some green room demands too, Alan.
Let's go over those.
Send them to me. I sent everybody an email.
He was texting me. I'm like, no, let's go over these on the air because he's got some great demands.
I just said Barry LaCroix. That was my only green room demand.
Barry, the purple cans?
Yeah.
Barry LaCroix.
Or cran raspberry. It's soda water. It's flavored soda water. It mixes well with alcohol, too.
I have a feeling that Rob Ward's green room demands are going to be a bit more exciting than flavored seltzer water.
Hey, listen.
You know what? This is my first year on the tour, and I don't want to. I'm just an opening act, and I'm really humble. So I didn't want to demand a lot of things.
But you also are going to be on Comedy Central in a few months.
Yeah, I will be on Comedy Central. Yeah. The premieres June 14th.
Just post it on your Instagram, little clip.
Thank you. Appreciate it. So it's been a really good year. So, like I said, I wanted to be really humble. Only thing I want in the green room, Alan, when you sent the email out, Open Pit is one of my favorite restaurants here in Cleveland, so I want some Open Pit chicken wings, fries, extra sauce. I also want all green M&Ms because anything else is gay.
You're flipping the script on that. You're embracing the green M&Ms.
Yeah, I want the green M&Ms.
Why is anything else gay?
Because it makes, you know why. Because
the green lady.
But the peanut ones.
The other ones don't have eyelashes. Come on, Bill.
Right.
Yeah. I know. It's my joke.
And the sexy white bow. Yeah, it is your joke. I stole your joke. I stole the premise.
You're promoting my joke.
Yeah. I'm going to do you one better, Rob. I'm having an Open Pit installed in the green room at the Masonic.
Then you got to bring the mean old black ladies from Open Pit, too, that never, they always put you on hold.
I'm just having an open pit with a pig on the spit. Yeah, someone's going to have to oversee this thing.
Deep fried things.
Fried okra?
No. I think it might be ribs.
The rib tips.
Rib tips. They're deep fried, right?
I love seeing white people get excited about soul food. You don't even know what you're eating.
No, but it's so good. It's so exciting. I love it so much.
No, Open Pit is good. And that's it. And I would like some iPhone charger and some AirPods. And, you know, that's it.
Okay, cool.
Just some AirPods.
Just shoot me that email, and I will check them off. I will check them off the thing, yeah. I grew up eating soul food because my dad's from Tupelo, and that's what he used to cook. Mm. And so I had to convince people to try all that stuff with me.
Yeah, that's the hard
part. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I haven't had it in a long time because I don't see my family all that often.
He didn't teach you how to cook it?
He did not.
Oh, wow.
No, he didn't. It wasn't something it wasn't something that was getting passed down, but that was stuff that when my dad was on the hook to cook. Usually my mom cooked, but when he was on the hook, that's what it was, because that was all he knew how to do.
Nice. Greens are my favorite.
Nice.
Oh, I love them so much.
Yeah?
Yep.
Well, I remember the first time, I was very young, first time he cooked, and he would open, I didn't know what he was doing, and it all looked awful.
Yeah, oh
and
yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to have this. But, you know, some of it's still an acquired taste. I'm not a sweet potato pie guy. I know.
That just hurt my feelings. That really hurt my feelings.
I know. It's not.
I thought you had a little soul till you said that.
Well, I have very little. No, I don't like sweet potatoes. So, and they're so good for you, and it's one of those things that I should eat, but whatever. I don't care. But you've got kids, right? You're a dad.
I am a dad.
You talk about being a dad.
I talk about being a dad. I don't know if I'm going to talk about it. I got 15 minutes. I don't know what I'm going to talk about yet. I was going over my set. So I don't know. That's, you know.
But you are, right now you can talk to us about being a dad.
Oh,
Alan's a dad. I'm a dad.
Well, you said I talk about it on stage. I'm a dad.
How old are your kids?
4 and 8.
Girls, right?
Yep, 2 girls.
Two girls.
Mary, why are you trying to interview me right now? You know what I have.
I'm just asking.
For the audience's benefit.
Sure. Okay.
I don't do radio. You're not offering up information.
What's your social security number? Everybody's curious.
Just trying to get that sweet, sweet Comedy Central money.
We're not talking in some dude's basement. We got a lot of people on the other end of those speakers.
I know.
They want to know all about you. They want to know the ins and outs.
Yeah, I want the hard eyes or the hard things like Mike Head gets when he comes here.
I have the fire on you, like,
I don't
you're
want
killing
the fire,
it.
I
you
want the heart.
You don't get to make requests now that you said, "Yeah, I know Mary. Bill's my favorite comedian, but I know Mary."
Yeah, no, but yeah, Alan, thank you so much for asking about my daughters. I'm married. I have 2 beautiful daughters, Reagan and Royal, and they're 4 and 8.
Now, how did you arrive at the names? Did you and your wife argue over names? Did you get lucky? Did you push for those names? Were they? How do you arrive at those?
Two girls,
Reagan and Royal.
Yeah. Okay. You know, they let me do the R things. I have my wife, and then I have my high school sweetheart, my ex that I had a kid by, and they both had names for their kids picked out before they even met me. So they knew they were going to go with Reagan, and they knew they were going to go with Royal.
Wait a second. Okay, so back up.
Yeah.
So each of your girls has a different mom. Oh, I like this. See, this is good. Well, because he slipped it in. You were like, oh, my wife and I
yes,
have two
kids.
Yes,
he did. A couple times.
Slipped it in, then left it in. There was no soaking for Rob Ward.
That's why I told my daughters they couldn't listen to this show.
Yeah.
That's going to be on the radio.
Oh, so then it's not like a nuclear family thing with the R's. You like the R's, and you're like, I don't care who your mama is. You're getting an R name. It was along those lines.
Yes, yeah.
Good for you.
So. Yeah, they let me do that.
So Rob and Reagan and Royal, are there plans for another one?
You know what? My career is going really good. I'm trying to catch up to Mary, and then I just want to see. I want to give it another year or two to see how, you know, after the Comedy Central airing, touring with Benji, and see how that goes before I try to have another kid. But I do want a boy, but right now I want to slow down and focus on my career.
You want the name to carry on at some point.
Is it
going to be a Rob Jr.?
Yeah, it'll be a Rob Jr.
Rob Jr.?
Yeah, Rob Jr.
Huh. Yeah, all right. It's an R. I mean,
also his name. That helps for the junior part of it.
Man, that's one where you want to do a moonshot. Like, when you know it's probably going to be your last kid, you go for, like, Roderick or something. I don't know. I get it. It's your name. I get it.
But if you want the name to carry on, if you want the
Well,
the
Ward
junior,
would carry on the name.
You want a junior? Yeah.
You want a junior.
I want a junior.
I never wanted a junior.
Well, your father was in your life. My father wasn't in my life, so it was really important for me to be there, and then I want to have a junior. I want to, you know, have my name. And,
funny you assume my dad was in my life.
Well, right? you just said he's
No,
somebody.
His cooking was in my life.
That was just a recipe.
Just dropping off meals. My dad was Uber Eats.
That's right. My dad said, here's more black-eyed peas and grits. Don't forget the butter. Yeah. You want a junior.
I do.
Yeah.
I did stop because my wife's going to be listening. She's going to be like, oh, you want to know? I would like to have a junior one day, but not right now.
I see.
No, you're on the rise right now, man. At least 30 weeks a year. Yeah.
I don't know.
Two or three weeks a month.
I'm basing my career off if I could beat Mary Centaur in Comedian of the Year.
Oh, my God.
Role Warrior, anything like that. If I could beat you, then...
You won't beat her in Female Comedian of the Year, I think. But see, you'll always have that one.
She was winning so much that they got rid of Female Comedian and just put Mary in with the guys.
Yeah.
And what happened?
And then they brought it back because I didn't win. They felt bad for me.
Here's a consolation for you. We're going to acknowledge your gender over here. Did you hear us talking about the Canadian family that drove back with the dead body in the car?
Yeah, you know what?
Is that a frugal move? Is that a smart move? Well, this guy and his elderly parents go from Quebec to Florida on a vacation. They come back one day from the Canadian border. The dad dies. And they're like, it's so goddamn expensive in the United States to do anything with healthcare. We got to get back to Canada, then we'll deal with it. They take the weekend at Bernie's, this guy, across the border.
They had a dead guy in their car for a full day.
Mary said this was beyond the pale for her.
I said torch the whole car.
Because she believes in, first of all, do you believe in ghosts, Rob?
No, but I probably would be afraid of noise or that car, though. But I don't believe in them. But.
Would you drive a full day with your dead dad in the backseat?
First of all, I'm confused.
You're like, dad shows up, dies in my car, and I gotta drive him to Canada.
Right. A theoretical dead dad.
I'm confused though, because how expensive could medical be for a dead person? Like, you don't.
It's expensive.
You know?
To ship the body home to international, like you're going to another country, that's going to be expensive, and then you also have to pay for ambulance, whatever the medical cost in America. Well, because they still have a coroner and all that stuff they have to do.
Why do you have to do that? Why can't you just take it to a funeral home?
Take it to the hospital. Yeah,
there's laws.
Can you do something with this? This is what I got. How much is a coffin?
You'll notice I've already cut it up into eighths for you. So if you could,
you know what I would have did? Yeah, I would have said just put it in my dad's name. Just bill him.
Just
so you would have just given a fake. See, this is why it's important to have a junior.
Yeah.
Because he would never do that to you, right?
And foist himself onto the senior.
Just put it in my dad's name.
Well, because somebody texted me and they're like, hey, I had a friend whose dad died in Texas while he was out of town, and it cost thousands to get the body back to Ohio.
It's expensive.
So just to ship the body.
So just bury it there.
Okay.
Just go. Look how much room there is in Texas.
Just don't think that's a viable. You're from here, your dad happens to die out of town, and you're going to leave his body where he knows no one in
Texas?
What
are they going to know? What the family's not going to know. I told you, I'll buy and earn, and I'll be like, there's dad.
Don't you want to visit your loved ones? Some people still want
them. Not if he died in my car.
In the ground. All right. So Rob, you think at the very least, even after you got everything taken care of, there'd still be some bad mojo with that car.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, let me ask you this. How old and bad would the car have to be, or how new and nice would the car have to be before you'd go, well, I can't get rid of the car just because a guy died in it. Oh, yes. Like, if you're in Pound Cake's Mercury Moulin, somebody dies in the back seat, you go, just destroy the whole thing, right?
That's a really great question.
If the guy dies in the back of like an Aston Martin, you go, well, I'm not going
to be fine.
I'll just get some Armor All wipes and
wipe it. No, I think that's a great question. Yeah, if it's a car, like an exotic car, I'm keeping the car.
Right.
What do you drive right now?
Bugatti.
Nothing.
I don't have a car.
I took an Uber here.
Uber.
Yeah.
You really don't have a car?
Yeah, I have a car.
I was gonna say, I'm like, what are you talking about?
He didn't want to say it.
I didn't want to say my car. That's like a person.
Would you get rid of the current car that you have?
Yes.
Enough said. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It gets me to my shows, but I would get rid of it. But if I had something more exotic, I would. Yeah.
Tell me about the Kevin Hart thing. You'll be on Comedy Central June 14th, you said?
It premieres on June 14th.
Premieres on June 14th.
Yeah, I don't know what episode.
Episodic thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. 8 episodes. They went to 8 different cities. It's myself, Mike Polk, and Nelson Davis. We all shot the show. And for
I was at the taping. You crushed it hard,
man.
You did such a great job.
Thank you so much, man.
And
I appreciate that.
You got added kind of last minute, right?
I did, like the day before, literally the day before. So we got to record the show. I got added at the last minute. I had a really good taping. Then they flew us out to LA to interview with Kevin Hart. We had a surprise guest from Cleveland to kind of give us a few pointers. That was Kim Whitley. So she was our guest celebrity person from Cleveland. She gave us a few pointers alongside Kevin Hart. And we shot that almost a year ago now. So it's just now starting
that popped up on my timeline on Facebook. It was auditioning for Kevin Hart's Heart of the City tonight. It was about a year ago.
Show for a while. I got sucked.
She was the mom on Sister Sister.
Yeah, but
she had a show called that. No,
is that not who she was?
She was the auntie on Friday, like the next Friday.
You're thinking of someone else. She had a show called Raising Whitley. It was like her. It was funny. Show. Like I got sucked into it on Oxygen or something a couple years ago.
That's it.
Yeah.
But everybody thinks she's the lady that Mary says. She hates that.
That's exactly who I thought that she was.
She hates that.
She hates that.
Yeah, so I opened up for her a couple times. So it was really nice when she came out as a celebrity person from Cleveland. And, you know, she gave me a lot of praise on the show.
Lisa Landry is who I'm thinking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was great. It was a great experience. I'm really, really excited for everybody to see it. We got to represent Cleveland.
What was Kevin like?
He was really...
Short.
He was really short. He was really humbling to be around. Like I really got inspired being around him. Like no lie. Like he was there shooting, filming from 6 a.m. all the way to 6 p.m. 6:30, and he still was like humble, like excited for us to be there, like our first TV experience. He's a really, really great person.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's a guy who definitely knows the ups and downs too, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, because he was kind of on one path and then got onto another path. I hope that you don't meet this woman ever, Mary. You're gonna call her Jack A or something.
I'm not saying that's a word, but they look alike.
That's who it is. Like, you got a little soul, Alan. You know what you're talking about.
Be like, I remember you on 227. She's gonna go, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Yeah, no, I saw really you on.
Weren't you on Hanging with Mr. Cooper? You're just every black lady.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Right.
So you got some soul, Alan. You know what you're talking about there.
Tell me that's not the same person.
That's not the same person. Oh, wait.
They look identical.
Well, one's Jack Hay and one's Kim Whitley. But yeah, with those two photos.
I'm black, so I can tell the difference.
Tell the difference, except for racist Mary.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
Uh-huh. When racist Mary and soapbox Mary, by the way, get in the same room, wow, it's like Time Cop. The Mary, same matter cannot Mary, occupy the same space.
Mary's sober now.
They've been on me today.
Oh, is that when you stop drinking and like the real Mary came out?
I stopped drinking like 6 weeks ago.
Right, but now she's like having all these epiphanies and telling people how to live their life.
Don't
do that, Mary. Don't turn into that person, Mary.
Not one time did I say, you guys need to do this. I said, I'm trying to be a more positive person. I'm trying to be less judgmental. And they're like, you're out of soapbox. How dare you?
Yeah, we don't have a lot of room for positivity around here. So you keep that stuff to yourself. No, I think soapbox Mary's a bit of a misnomer. You were just saying what's starting to work for you.
Correct.
And what other people might be able to... That's what the whole 12-step program is based on. Here's what you should do.
But you can't put that on other people, Mary.
I didn't!
You can't put it on other people.
I told Pound Cake he should recognize his triggers in dating, and then he told me I was dressed like a nun, and I was on a soapbox.
But you said you should. You should do this. Now you sound a little
pushy. All right, you're right. You're right.
Dressing like a nun was always one of my dating triggers back in the day, so
whatever.
It's good to consider. Well, listen, Rob Ward, thank you for stopping by.
No problem.
My friend, we're excited to see you on Saturday. Congratulations for everything else. June 14th is when that Kevin Hart Heart of the City will premiere. Look for Rob in one of those episodes. Mm-hmm. How many did you say it is?
Eight episodes. You follow me on social media. I'll have more information of when the Cleveland episode actually airs.
You'll know when.
Make sure you do follow him, Rob Ward Comedy, on Instagram. And come see him this weekend. He is so freaking funny.
Yeah. I'm not excited to follow you, to be honest.
Thank you, Mary.
You're lucky to have you.
Yeah. Very impossible.
Want to join us for 800-348-1007. 35192. You want to send me a text. AlanCoxShow.com for everything else. And use the keyword. What are you doing?
He got me one.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I guess we're all going to have one.
We're going to see if we're going to vibrate together.
Let's do it!
Monster dropped off some of their new stuff called Reign, R-E-I-G-N. And it's all natural caffeine, but there's a lot of it. So we're going to see if we're going to vibrate together.
300 milligrams.
Uh-huh.
I have melon mania.
How many milligrams is in a cup of coffee?
I have peach fizz.
Like 70, 60 maybe.
Oh,
not
really?
Even that much.
Wowza.
But there's no sugar, there's no calories, there's no artificial colors, there's no artificial flavor. It's just got...
There's no sleep for 3 days.
but I drink a lot of like black tea, and that has a lot of natural caffeine in it too. Mm-hmm. So it's got essentially the same stuff. But the reason that I like that is when I have black tea in the morning, by the time noontime comes around, sometimes my fingernails are vibrating, and I like that.
Cup of coffee, between 70 and 140. That doesn't seem right. And then it says about 95 milligrams on average. That doesn't seem right.
Right? Well, I don't know.
I know that I drink Pepsi Max. I've drank that a lot since I stopped drinking, just because I want the bubbles and the sugar and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that is like 50. I'm pretty sure.
So this Reign that we're drinking, it has 1,000 milligrams of branched-chain amino acids.
Okay.
It has electrolytes, B vitamins, natural caffeine. Like I said, like I drink a lot of black tea, green tea.
This tastes amazing.
It tastes good. and then CoQ10. So, like, I take CoQ10
supplements. That's supposed to help you, like, lose weight and
supplements.
Stuff.
I don't know about that. I take some of those supplements. And there's no creatine in it. So it's not one of these things that's going to get somebody all, like, racked up.
Creatine, but, I thought, was what, like, wrestlers in high school used to drink creatine to make you bulk up.
Yeah, but there's so what I'm saying is that with all the other stuff going on here, they want you to know that it doesn't have that in it. It's not that kind of drink. So
here's the thing. There's so many. We were reading them during the break. There's so many, like warnings. Mm. Intended for healthy adults only.
Yes.
Consult a healthcare professional before consuming this product.
But we're all healthy adults.
Yeah, I'm a healthy adultish.
No. I'm a healthy adult.
I'm more healthy than I am adult.
Are you?
Right. Mm. But there's no trans fats. There's no...
Yeah, but we can't. I can't say any other name on the label.
Well, but you're not a very good reader either, so
that's part of it. Cyanocobalamin.
See?
Oh, yeah, I love cyanocobalamin.
Isn't that the guy who owned the Millennium Falcon first?
Cyanocobalamin? Contains no fruit juice, though, so... Mm-hmm.
Well, I want fruit juice. I want fruit juice. I got that I can drink. Anyway, no. Thank you to the Monster people. We have a big Monster fridge back there, and they... some of the new stuff caught my eye, and there's some of it, so thanks.
What flavor do you have?
I have peach fizz.
Peach
fizz.
Oh,
man. That's sour apple.
Melon mania.
Oh, it is peach fizz.
Which I like the first sip, and now it tastes like kind of like medicine.
Mm.
What's the medicine that tastes like this?
I haven't had any sip. I don't know.
Trade ya. Although I do have a sensitivity to sour apple stuff, because when I was like 16, I went downtown for St. Patrick's Day and had a water bottle full of... apple
pucker.
No, it was apple Smirnoff, and got all drunk on it.
So that's why you have a sensitivity to sour apple, is because you had apple Smirnoff?
Because I got really sick. Yeah. I drank an entire, at 16 years old, I drank an entire water bottle full of, yeah, I don't like that either.
Understood. I like yours better.
You can have it. No, I don't want that apple one, though.
No, you have to drink it.
How much time do we got left in the show? I'm having a panic attack. A
couple hours. But 90
like
minutes.
An hour and a half, yeah.
No. So we'll see the effects by like the next couple of segments.
You know how time works.
You have a date tonight.
You might
tonight,
not.
So you want...
Do you have a date tonight?
I do have a date tonight.
Hey, why are you burying the lead?
Dressed like that.
What is wrong with what I'm wearing today?
By the way, to her point, what is wrong? Because these buttons are hanging on for dear life.
Okay, relax.
Well, I'm just saying there's nothing wrong with it.
Your jugs are pushing them.
He has commented on this shirt. It is just a flannel shirt with a little bit of a bell sleeve.
He's projecting because he doesn't go on dates.
All right.
He's jealous. And, have you gone on a date?
I have gone on a date.
When? Recently?
2 weeks ago.
It's not recent.
Okay.
Okay, so...
Not recent enough for you.
How did it go?
Fine.
I don't know.
Why are you giving her a hard time? You know how hard it is to get dressed for a date when you want to make a good impression?
Yeah, I don't know. Go ahead. Continue.
He doesn't like my shirt.
I don't know.
Whatever. It's cute. It brings out my eyes.
The eyes ain't what I'm looking at.
Well, it's also low cut, so right. Whatever.
It brings out your eyes. Let me see.
My eyes are very low cut.
Well, that is nice. Okay.
I think it's cute. Oh, it's a green flannel. Anybody watching the live stream, it's literally just like a dark green flannel looking shirt with buttons.
If he hadn't mentioned it, there's nothing about that would have jumped out at me as weird or whatever. So, is this a Bumble guy?
Yeah, Hinge.
Hinge. I can't keep them straight.
It doesn't matter. Okay. It's a dating app. Yeah.
Okay.
We had coffee on Saturday, and it went well.
Oh, so this is a second
date. This is a second date. We had coffee on Saturday, and it went well, so we're going out to dinner tonight.
Is coffee a standard first thing now, like a get-to-know-ya, because why waste time at dinner and the cost and the nighttime and all that?
I also don't drink, so drinks is a very popular, hey, let's go grab a drink, like a happy hour time kind of a thing, but... I mean, I'm not going to go sit at a bar and have a nice tea. I would if that's what you want to do, but coffee's a lot easier.
Okay.
So, yeah, we had coffee and it went well.
I've done coffee dates, and I prefer drinks because then...
inhibitions are lowered?
Yeah. But I've done, like, coffee dates. And
yeah.
They're nice. They don't end the same way the getting drinks dates end.
Well, why are you dating? Are you in it to end a certain way, or is it like this is something I'm trying? Like I said, I'm trying to date more. I'm trying to enjoy people for what they bring to the table.
But the two of you are dating for two completely different
100%
reasons.
Is That's what I'm right. saying. Yeah.
See, he's officially divorced now.
Yes.
He is off the leash, right? He wasn't really on one before, but there was a bit of a legal leash.
The gate has been opened. He wasn't on a leash, but he's running around the backyard.
There was a bit of an entanglement. That's right, paperwork-wise.
Gazebo.
Right, and so now that's calling to him in the night.
Gazebo.
What is this from?
The Dead Zone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The Christopher Walken Stephen King
film. That's right, yes.
Gazebo.
Where the killer lures the girl up to the gazebo.
Yeah, it wasn't. That's not the intent of this.
Alan, wasn't Mary a pharmacy major? Cyanna Kubloman is just fancy name for B12.
Well, oh, Cyanna Kubloman.
B12 is already.
I was on Pornhub, and Cyanna Kubloman has got some amazing footage on
there. Oh, it does say vitamin B12 right behind it. Come on, with the gape.
Let's not. It's pronounced agape, and it's a form of love.
I realize.
Okay, listen.
You guys hopped up on this stuff already?
No, we're just having a good time.
We're having fun. Stop raining our parade.
Okay, my parade has been poured on all day. I don't want to hear it.
That's because you started preaching to me.
I didn't preach anything.
You're preaching.
No.
I don't recall her preaching to you. She was trying to...
She was pointing at me with her preacher wife sleeves, and yes.
Dude, I almost didn't buy the shirt because of the sleeves, because I'm like, it's going to be hard to eat and not get my sleeves and stuff.
Right. But we'll see.
Preacher wife sleeves.
Put your fat fingers where they didn't belong.
I don't have fat fingers. I have lost weight. Whatever.
Pancake's coming for you today.
I know. He's got an issue. There's a chip on his shoulder.
Vagina-like sleeve of wizard. The old Borat bit.
Sleeve of Mary.
Yeah.
Man.
Sleeve of wizard. Okay.
All right.
Let me play something here for you, because I'm conflicted about this. I'm very ambivalent about this, because, like, part of me is like, being a dick about it. And the other part, you know, I'm split down the middle. I'm being a dick about it, but I'm also being a dad about it.
So Mary's hoping for after a date.
No.
See what he did? I'm just having a conversation.
I have zero intention of sleeping with this guy tonight.
Well, no, not after coffee. I mean,
well, tonight's dinner, dummy.
Huh? Yeah.
Said tonight's dinner.
But aren't you going to have an aperitif or something? I mean, won't you have like a bone apple teeth? Will you have some bone apple tea?
Sure.
You won't have like a post meal espresso or anything.
Maybe,
like that?
I don't know. We'll see.
All right.
You already drank that whole can.
No, you guys had to. You took some of this, didn't you?
I put it into that cup. How full is that cup?
Well, the cup's full.
That'll be fine.
Did you have a heart attack?
No, I'm a grown ass man. What are you talking about?
Okay, Mister. When I was talking about the sugar free Red Bull on air, you said I can tell later in the night when I've had a Mountain Dew on air. This is going to keep you up for 2 days.
Well, then I can get a lot of work done. I've got things to catch up on. Gonna get a lot of work done. Don't you worry. Okay, anyway.
All right, play Dick or Dad, here. What are we doing?
Mm-hmm. This is suburban Chicago. A mom is very upset, and she could have been more upset. She is pretty level-headed about it. But she brings her two boys to watch Dumbo in the theater, and her younger boy is disabled. He has a form of dwarfism. So this poor little kid is in like a head thing.
Aww.
And he's right. But the kid also makes a lot of noise in the movie. And so they're asked to leave. And the mom's pissed because she's like, well, we should be able to. But if I'm in a movie, I don't want to hear a kid yelling and making weird noises during the movie.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, if I'm a grown man and I'm in Dumbo, there's probably some other things to discuss. But the mom has spoken out, and again, she could have really flipped out. She didn't. I'm not sure how to process this.
Oh.
Jonathan Daly has a rare form of dwarfism. While he can't talk, the 3.5-year-old is very animated and makes noises.
And that's what he did. He kind of did a little, that's his squealy sound that he does, because he was excited.
His mom says when she took her boys to see Dumbo on Friday night, Jonathan started laughing about an hour into the movie.
About 10 minutes or so later, the lady came up and she said that there was that noise complaint of a baby crying. And I had had the conversation with her that he hadn't been crying, he was laughing. And she said, well, we need to ask you to leave.
Jennifer Daly says she was in shock, and as she started to process what happened, broke down in tears.
I cry when I'm really upset and angry. And I was angry because I couldn't believe I was getting kicked out of a movie. I've never been kicked out of anything in 43 years.
Jennifer says the manager at AMC tried to make it up to her by offering movie vouchers, but at that point...
I love that. I love when you get kicked out of a place and they go, we're going to give you vouchers to come back and get kicked out again.
All over again.
Yeah.
Let's just keep the circle going.
Ma'am, which movie would you like to be kicked out of next? I'll hook you up with vouchers.
See, the right way to do it would be, hey, get all of his classmates, you know, bring everyone in. We will give you a private screening, just him and his friends.
They actually offered that.
Good.
They offered a private screening of the movie.
That's something that would be like, okay, cool. He could come back, bring all of his friends, all the snacks you want. I would be like, okay.
Because on the one hand...
They give them options.
Yeah, on the one hand, you know, I give it up for parents who have disabled kids. I can't fathom that. I've been very fortunate to have hale and hearty children, right? But on the other hand, as much as you want your kids to feel like they are like everyone else, they are fundamentally not. And so when you're out in public, in a movie theater, for instance, other people who go to the movie kind of have an expectation of a certain thing. To me, it's no different than if there's a kid squealing for something else. I'd be like, yeah, get this kid out of here, man. I'm trying to watch Dumbo.
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to be able to follow the plot with this big-eared elephant? This kid's squealing. But then you look at the kid and you're like, oh, you know.
I hate the person
that has to. She was just ready to go home.
You what?
I hate the person that has to break it to her. Like, I get paid.
That's a tough job.
It's 8:30 an hour. Right. And like.
Probably a young person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Tell the bitch in theater 13.
Everybody's a bitch.
Go tell the lady in theater
13. He's in a mood today, man. No.
Honey, how was your day? Oh, it was awesome. I had to kick out a mom and a dwarf from Dumbo.
I'm not doing that. I quit.
Right.
I can't say that I felt like I was being discriminated against. I don't think that was the lady's intention.
But she didn't want it to happen again. The next day, Jennifer turned to Facebook to share her story.
And this is where it blows up online.
This is where it makes me angry.
Because she posts, and again, I think the mom's being pretty level-headed when WGN talks to her, right, for the nightly news. But it went viral because she posted it on Facebook and explained what happened. And the photo is this... picture of her smooching her son in a stroller. It's just the kind of like rage bait,
the clickbait, yeah,
that you drop in there. And even if she didn't mean to,
especially
she's just momming hard, and mm-hmm, you
especially because the movie theater tried to make amends by offering a private screening. They said, "Come back and we'll do a private screening or a sensory friendly movie program that they have." So they're giving her options. So it's not like they're excluding her. They're just saying. It was interrupting. They offered to move her to other seats.
Which is a lot.
They were so accommodating to her.
A lot more than some other places would have been.
It sounds like she just wanted to get some attention.
I don't think so. She's hurt.
And it went viral.
I want AMC. I don't want anything from them. All I want is them to train their staff better. I want people to be aware, you know, that...
No, again, all this stuff, I think she's right on. But man, the minute you post something... That's where something blows up into, she should have been smarter than
that. But train their staff better. It's not their staff's fault that people were complaining.
Yeah.
Because it would have been, it's a double-edged sword, because if you don't say anything, then you're going to get bitched at by the people that, you know.
No, but you know that a lot of people in those kinds of jobs would do well to have a little bit of tact training. Here's people, you got to get out. Somebody complained.
Yeah, but you could get the general manager over there. It's not going to make a difference. She's still getting kicked out. It's not going to matter who you sit over there. People are going to complain whether he stays in there or the mom's going to complain whether he gets kicked out. You can't win.
And let's talk about this, too. 3.5 years old.
Young.
That's so young to take a kid to a movie. Kids don't want to be in a movie theater at that age.
We have had the conversation. Gwen has said, do you think she's old enough to go, Nora, do you think she's old enough to go to a movie? I said, no.
I agree with you.
She's just over 3. I said, if nothing else, she just might get bored.
Yeah.
And want, you know, I remember when my older daughter was young, we were like, because there's 4 years between my older kids. And I was like, oh, when should we take her to a movie?
Five.
You know? I forget what it was, but
five.
We went to a movie when she was probably a little bit younger than that, and she couldn't handle it. It was too loud. Movies are louder now than they ever were. And so even for a kid who doesn't have whatever condition this kid has, taking a little kid to a movie, it's sensory overload.
Exactly.
I remember my daughter, I mean, we were in the theater for maybe 5 minutes.
She was like, I can't do it.
Yeah. And we're like, okay, we'll go. It's okay. And it was a cartoon. It wasn't, you know.
Here's the thing, too, though. Oh, sorry. I was going to say, the other people complaining probably didn't know that he had... dwarfism.
Right. They just know that someone was making a lot of noise.
They were just annoyed by the noise. And now, if they had known, they probably would have not said anything.
They probably
just would have let it go.
Last year when I went to see Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, me and James, who the other member of Movie Squad, he's the president, I'm the CEO. I can't remember what the titles are right now.
Which one of you is the treasurer? He's the sergeant at arms?
He's the chairman of the board, and I'm the CEO. That's what we've decided.
B-O-R-E-D?
Yeah. So there was some little kid in there, and he was being so goddamn loud, and James does not like that.
And
so
he goes,
you gotta cut that kid. You got to get him to be quiet. And he was nice about it. And then the staff got involved, and I told the story on the air, and they kicked him out. Well, no, they didn't get out. They moved the kid to another seat, and the kid just kept going crazy and cried, and then the mom took him out of there because the kid was just not ready to be in a movie like that.
It's like being on an airplane. It's not as confined of a space, but you're still in a confined space. So if there's a kid four rows ahead of you that's screaming during a movie,
you can still hear it.
A plane, you can put some headphones on or something. A movie, you're there to watch something specific.
Right.
He was singing Jingle Bells. It wasn't paying attention to the movie.
That's funny, yeah. Though, actually. Jingle Bells, Jingle. The last song he learned, he just repeats it over
Didn't
and over
other
again.
People in the theater co-signed the other guy or co-signed
there was one guy
guiding James' face.
There's one guy that's hey, that kid was just trying to enjoy the movie and I don't think it was cool. You ruined his night. And we're nah, we saved the movie.
We are the heroes.
Yeah,
anyway.
Exactly.
Now, when they kicked them out, did you guys get a round of applause from people who were too...
They didn't kick him out. The mom moved to another seat, and then the mom just made him leave.
I see.
Because the mom was so embarrassed because the kid was going bananas.
Yeah.
My cousin, we could not take him to movies because he was a little psychopath that would not sit still. And my mom tried to take him to a movie one time, and he was running up and down the aisles, and my mom grabbed him by the back of his shirt and carried him out and said... We're going to sit out here until the movie's over because he was 7 years old at this time, but he was just a ball of energy.
He was a wild child, yeah.
Yeah, and he had no interest in sitting there. He just was running around making everyone nuts. And my mom had the good sense to be I'm not going to let this kid ruin the movie for everybody else.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Your name's Ben?
Yes.
What's up, Ben?
Hey, I got an autistic kid. And the whole her freaking out about her getting kicked out of the movies. And, they offered her a private screening. They also have sensory nights, and they told her about that. It's for kids with special needs that freak out with things like that. Because my kid has to wear headphones a lot because a lot of noises and stuff mess with them. They have sensory nights for that. My wife's on Facebook, and all you got to do is look around, and they have all these different sensory nights and just plan for those.
You have a half-deaf cousin.
They do Boo at the Zoo, at the Akron Zoo. They did one for sensory kids, and it started 2 hours before everyone else. So they can get in and do what they got to do. And then everyone else comes in afterwards, and no one's upset. She was just looking for attention.
That's really cool.
I'm with this guy.
I
agree. I think she was looking for attention.
Well, she clearly was because she put it on Facebook.
Right. Yeah.
This isn't the nightly news. It's
one little thing happened, and she saw her 15 minutes of fame.
Guess so.
What's the point?
Thank you, Ben.
I put a lot of things on Facebook, and I do a lot of stuff like that. But it's one what is? No, it's all for attention. Mm-hmm. All social media is for attention. That is the whole point of social media.
I choose to believe that it wasn't done in malice. I choose to believe that she just was venting.
And she probably was just stressed out,
mm-hmm. and she probably deals with this on a daily basis. And she probably just
mom
had it.
Friends share
I,
it.
Yeah,
and,
I choose
know?
To believe that it was not just to.
But it is rage baiting, where it's this thing where people go. And she's telling it like she was mistreated when it doesn't seem like she was mistreated. It sounds like they gave her options and they were being as fair as they could be.
She probably was being embarrassed.
Yeah.
And she probably...
I think she was embarrassed, but it's... I don't think the theater was at fault in any way in this situation.
Because I understand every parent thinks that their kid is special in some way. And you're like, everyone in the theater is like, how dare you, mess with my kid. That's my kid. Regardless if he's autistic or a dwarf or whatever, that's my kid. And all of you guys are against me. So I probably would feel the same way, I would think. But the private screening and stuff like that, I feel like that's good enough. People can only try to make an effort.
It's going to hurt her feelings as a mom either way. Like, where it's like, yes, this is something that you have to live with. The kid doesn't know any different. Mm-hmm. But it's like, it's a bummer. It's a bummer. You feel bad for the kid that they can't just go. But then, you know.
Yeah, never. And I do feel bad for the kid, and I feel bad for the mom.
That they can't live a completely normal life.
But when they're giving these options, and she is shrugging them off.
That's
annoying to me.
Yes.
Because what kid doesn't want a movie theater party with all the snacks that you could have? I mean, they have, like, chicken wings there now.
Sizzling fajita platter.
Oh, my God. You're running the place.
Alan, it would be your luck you'd take your daughter to the movies. She'd start saying one of her catchphrases in a quiet theater. She would. She'd be like, Daddy's beehole is buzzing or something. You know? Start making arm farts in the... Right. Thank you, honey. Alan, Rick in Jacksonville. Disability, by definition, means a person who's unable to function normally. Why do we have to adjust for everything? Sometimes that's just life.
No.
Sorry, your kid is disabled.
There's a reason why we have...
I think there's a middle ground we can agree on. It's why I was kind of ambivalent on that story, but...
They're still citizens. You know. Come on now.
What's that?
I said they're still citizens. They are protected.
They're still Simpsons. I'm like, I don't even know.
They're still protected by all of our rights as human beings. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And just like we give them accommodations with parking spots and like...
You stink!
She could have just as easily... Here's the thing that's... She could have just as easily flipped it. Same exact story. And could have been like, hey, the AMC in my hometown, this is the situation that happened. They offered sensory night. They offered this. They offered that. And it could have been a completely different viral story.
Exactly.
Still would have gone viral, but maybe. It would have been like a, hey, look at these great things that are offered to children like mine.
By the way, Pound Cake is firmly in the camp of kids who used to be a colossal pain in the ass in public, too.
I wasn't pain in the ass in public.
Oh, every story you've ever told, I jumped on the casket.
Like, I didn't jump on it.
You said I jump on it.
I was like,
you
on
said
the side.
I jumped on the casket. Said, where's the blood?
Yes, I look back on the times, and there was plenty of times where my mom could have snatched me up and she didn't. Like, she rented out an entire skating rink for me.
That's right.
And it wasn't good enough.
Pound Cake, they don't let Pound Cake in those sensory screenings.
No. Hey, I molest children.
Another ringing endorsement.
You're an idiot. Your show sucks. And you've proven that many times.
For the Alan Cox Show.
You're so stupid.
On 100.7 WMMS.
Send me a text, 35192. Alan, you're really losing out on a great audience on Saturday by having the comedy tour on the first night of Passover. Sliha.
Bless you.
Just forsake your religion. That's for a comedy show.
Well, by the way, I believe Saturday is the second night of Passover. I think Friday sundown is the first night. So
you're not going to want to pass over this show.
Hey! What did they have to do on their door so they didn't take their...
Lamb's blood?
Yeah, an X or something. Was
X
that what
and
it was?
Lamb's blood?
Yeah.
Sure, if you want to go back then. Yeah, I didn't want to be a putz. But it is what it is, you know? I mean, there's the 420 angle. But there's also, it's Easter weekend, you know? So, what do you want me to do? There's only so many weeks in the year. But there are tickets available for you. If you'd like to... by the way, people are asking me, hey, where do we register for the backstage tour? We gave that away.
Bingo!
We've been registering people for that for the last month or so.
She gone?
If you didn't get into it, I'm sorry. But we did give that away to a woman named Andra in Brunswick. Andra Hudson in Brunswick. Not Andra Brunswick from Hudson.
Very confusing.
Very, very confusing. So I'll be showing her around backstage before the show on Saturday night. I will have another $1,000 for you in about 4 or 5 minutes here. About 30 past every hour, you get a shot at a grand to go fund yourself. Boy, people are having a lot of fun with Kim Kardashian saying that she wants to be a lawyer.
I don't know why. She's the first person to get someone a black person to get pardoned from President Trump.
Yeah, you think that was the springboard for it? She's like, hey, I would like to do this.
If she's effective, who cares? If she can do some good, clearly she's not doing it for the money. I think a lot of people go to law school because it's a status symbol or, you know, they... I don't know. They think they're going to make a lot of money.
Yeah, but I will say this. I am getting a little bit tired of rich people trying to convince you that that's not why they have things. I realize that it's... I understand that it's hard to be real about being wealthy and not sound like a dick. But she's being a bit defensive with this whole thing, saying everybody says that it's my money or my privilege that have gotten me here, and that's not the case. That
is
exactly the case.
100% the case.
You have 4 or 5 children, and all of a sudden you're like, I'm going to be a lawyer, which...
Her dad was a lawyer.
I understand.
Who cares?
I'm just saying that when wealthy people are like, well, it's not... No, it is. I mean, again, you're not fooling everyone. I mean, you're famously wealthy. So... if you're defensive about it, then, you know, maybe keep it to yourself for a bit. She's posting photos. It actually informed me of the fact that I didn't realize that you could... because, listen, everyone had a period where they were going to go to law school. I had one before I really committed myself to taking the leap into whatever this nonsense is. I was going to go to law school.
This isn't law school?
Well,
it is.
See me after the show.
Okay, wow. Yeah,
you failed the bar exam, though.
I was ready for the LSAT.
Mm. Yeah, you're dressed like it.
This guy. This guy today.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Fashion guru pound cake over here.
Lawyers can't have a sense of humor, damn.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Who's the lawyer? You?
No, I'm saying I'm talking to you. You can't laugh at yourself.
No, because I like this shirt and you're making me second guess.
Don't second guess. You're going to take fashion advice from me. Literally, I wear the same 5 outfits every
day. That's what I'm saying. You got like 6 shirts,
man. He wears all 5 of his outfits every day.
Uh-huh. That's what we call a capsule wardrobe.
Yeah. Yeah, but he wears them all. In that one day.
Every day. Yeah, he walks around here like a homeless guy in the wintertime.
I actually did buy a shirt that looks almost exactly like your shirt, that your flannel that you have on today, that I almost wore. And we would have been matching.
I always get nervous when we get the shirts from CLE Clothing.
That
we're all going to show up on the same day wearing the same shirt.
I still haven't washed mine yet. I want to wash them first. Mm.
I haven't been wearing t-shirts to work because it's so goddamn cold out there.
It's freezing.
Right. In the office, it's always cold, and it's like, I don't want to walk around with a hoodie all day long, so I'll just still wear my long sleeves. But listen, Kim Kardashian, in California, you can read the law. Back in the day, it was called reading the law. I mean, like, I took the LSATs, and I was going to do the whole thing, and then, you know, I got real with myself. But most of what I studied in college, by the way, were, like, law-oriented classes. But in California, you can read the law, which means you don't go to law school. You can study with tutors on the law, and then you can take basically a baby bar.
Tutors.
Huh?
Nothing. Keep going.
So she's paying 2 people to fart in her face, and then somehow she thinks that's going to make her a lawyer.
Your daughter does that for free.
That's right. Arm fart. Hashtag arm fart.
Well, if she passes the bar exam.
Yeah, you take like a small bar exam and then...
It's like the practice test, right?
Kind of. And then, in California, if you pass... Now, I don't know that it grants you the full whatever of being like a law school, getting your Juris Doctoris or whatever.
She wants to do civil rights.
I say go for it. My only complaint is when rich people try to pretend that they're not rich. It's like, listen, we know that you're wealthy. We know that the only reason as a mother of 4 or whatever that you're able to take time away to become a lawyer is because you're rich. Fine.
Yeah, but she's doing it, she's doing it.
I don't care. To that point that you shouldn't be shameful about something that you've earned. You know what I mean? Like people who, not necessarily saying that she's earned all of her money from A, B, C, or D, but...
Mostly D.
Mostly D. But I'm saying that, like, if and when that happens with me with comedy, it'd be one of those things I'm like, yeah, I worked my ass off, and now I have a nice apartment in New York. And that's not something I feel like you should be ashamed of. So when they're like, oh, you know...
Listen, people...
This isn't just because I have money. I feel like I'd be like, oh, no, this is 100% because I have money.
Some people,
but I earned my money.
Some people love to hate these Kardashian girls, but they've earned their money. I don't know.
Even with endorsements or,
nobody
like, backed makeup
up.
Or... Yeah, mm-hmm. Any of it.
They started on third base. I'll give you that, okay?
Yes.
Obviously. That gets you a long way. But...
$1 billion. It gets you $1 billion, though, Alan.
But this...
$1 billion?
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Now I'm hating everything.
If we're in a time where you can make money by selling your stupid lip kits, That's not her fault.
And if I bought them,
yes. I mean, that's the thing. Yeah. If I could, my daughter, my older daughter, we got her some lip kit from somebody I'd never heard of before on Instagram, and it was not cheap. Well, and I mean, we gave it to her for her birthday, and she was ecstatic.
Well, I don't give a crap. If we give Donald Trump the business for getting a small loan of $1 million, and he created a quote-unquote billion-dollar company, I'm giving Kylie Jenner the same business, okay? Because she heard
mom... No, his family engaged in decades-long tax fraud.
Giving her the same business.
But they're different situations. You don't give them the same business.
And Rob Kardashian helped OJ. I don't care.
I don't know what you're saying now. He's just throwing things against the wall. Rob Kardashian what?
Helped OJ.
Helped OJ. Her dad was on OJ's legal team. Mm-hmm. Her brother helped OJ Simpson? Wouldn't he have been 8 years old at the time? How did Rob Kardashian help OJ?
He planted the glove. That was actually Rob Kardashian who did that.
How did Rob help OJ?
Robert Sr.
Robert Kardashian.
Yes, Robert Kardashian.
Right, you said Rob Kardashian. Yes. That's her brother, publicly.
Okay.
Not the right. If you say Robert Kardashian, okay. I know who you're talking about.
Robert Kardashian.
Right. And who played him in the movie?
I don't know, the guy from Friends.
Rob.
David Schwimmer. Yeah, he got it. Yeah, yeah.
D. Schwim.
Yeah, I don't know him like that. Yeah.
D. Schwim.
You know, D. Schwim?
D. Schwim.
What up, D. Schwim?
Right.
You think anybody called him that? Like some douchey frat name in college? Of course, yeah.
That's what I would call him. Kim Kardashian to represent Lori Loughlin.
Hey, there's an idea.
No, civil rights.
Unfortunately, I don't think it's going to happen for her that quickly.
That's a bummer.
If Kim Kardashian, you know, makes like an amendment, like has the Congress make an amendment so we get free weed, or like weed, if weed becomes like an amendment,
she's not
like,
coming what do you to think Ohio?
Lawyers do? I'm just saying, if she's the one that
you're suggesting there will be a constitutional amendment,
yes, that,
for
to make
free
weed free,
not
from
no, not
Kim
free
Kardashian.
Weed. I'm there saying
legal?
He doesn't know what he's saying.
Freedom of speech, freedom of leaf. That's what he's trying to say.
Not free weed. I just want to make sure that it's not. No one goes to jail for it anymore.
We're
not
legal. That's up to the states.
Not punishable by law.
I want
law.
It to be a federal law.
Gotcha. You mentioned Lori Loughlin. She and her husband both pled not guilty, by the way, in that whole thing.
What?
Well, the word is that apparently they weren't taking a plea deal because she had no idea how serious this was. So she still thought that it was going to be something she'd get out of. And so they were like, no plea deal. But then they got hit with a money laundering charge. And I guess relatively late in this game, it has become clear to her that nobody's screwing around. Like, she thought the DA was bluffing or something.
Why would she think that? She has money and expensive lawyers. Her counsel's not telling her, like, chicken, you take
this deal. It sounds she is a little bit crazier and, like, more conceited than she lets on when she's playing Becky.
Also, if you're a rich white lady, what evidence do you have that people like you are being sent up the river for 5 years?
Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, Piper Keenan, what was her name? That's the one lady there that, you know.
I just give her credit.
Felicity Huffman's like, I'm pleading guilty. Mm-hmm. Whatever, I don't want to go to jail. Let's get this over with. I'll do 8 months or whatever. Lori Loughlin and her husband.
I give her credit because she pulled up to court in a party bus. She was signing autographs and T-shirts.
She said that was
how she knew how to behave in public.
It was publicity.
So, well, no, she's like, that's how she was shell shocked or something. I'm just surprised that her husband, who's been a businessman for a long time,
Massimo Cargo Shorts.
Yeah.
For a while, she was, if you watch those old episodes of Full House, she was hyphenating Lori Loughlin Cargo Shorts. But they were like,
it was too wordy.
It's a little clunky. That's right. So Felicity Huffman has pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit mail fraud. But Lori Loughlin and her husband, you'd think, though, that Lori Loughlin's husband, the Massimo guy, would have been like, I've been doing business borderline shady for a long time, right? Let's get out of this as much as we can. Because she's facing 2 years minimum in prison.
And up to 40, right?
I don't know about
40.
40
money laundering charge. I thought it was like up to 40.
I thought it was 20, but it was a lot.
That's a lot. We're talking decades, though.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I found a 20 in the pocket of my jeans in the dryer, and I called my attorney because I was like,
Monday.
This went, huh?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Money laundering. Do
your joke. Just stop. Just stop. Everybody stop.
No. No. That's not where I was going.
What were you going to say?
I forget.
Oh.
I forget.
Aren't we lucky?
Oh, I know what it was.
Oh, right.
I found a 20 in my cargo shorts.
Oh.
But because I don't have cargo shorts, I was like, where did this 20 come from? And then I found out it came from one of my jeans. But then I found out that I didn't have any jeans actually in the wash. And then it turned out that it wasn't even a 20. It was a CVS receipt that I had drawn a $20 bill and a president's face on to try to pass it at a CVS.
Nice. You should pull up to court in a party bus.
And they caught me. So my apologies to CVS, you know? But they got some foxy pharmacists. What was I expected to do, right?
You're a mess.
Alan, Martha Stewart. Yeah, I love how people throw Martha Stewart out. One famous rich white lady who went to jail for however long. Cool, you got Martha Stewart.
Paris
but historically
Hilton.
Speaking, those people don't go to jail.
Yes, Paris Hilton.
Everybody thinks Martha Stewart proves something.
Did Paris Hilton go to jail?
No, yes. Paris Hilton didn't go. For what?
She went to jail for what? I don't remember what it was. I just remember she went to jail.
She spent a night in county, probably.
No, but she got out early on.
She went to...
She got like 45 days, then they said you'll do 30, and then she was out in like 48 hours. She got thrown in for something, because she violated her probation, or... Yeah. Didn't she spend like 48 hours in jail?
Yeah, I don't think it was very long. I don't even remember it.
It still counts.
She went to Montana on The Simple Life, which probably kind of like you.
Yeah.
Gosh, it must be good to be that rich.
Montana.
What do you do in Montana?
You just enjoy the outdoors. It's a beautiful...
It's big sky country.
Yeah. So, look at all that sky.
I buried my dad there. He was dead in my car.
Jesus. Listening, what did I do?
Well, no. If he died in my car, he needs to be buried somewhere.
If he's just coming into the conversation now.
I hung out with my dad last night.
Hey, Dad, did you hear the show?
Yeah, I heard you talking about what state you were going to bury me in.
On our way to Quebec.
Right.
My parents are like Alan's, where they're traveling. They're on a flight today. I don't even know where they're going, but they're out traveling.
They just told you we're getting on a plane.
No, I haven't even heard from them. My sister texts me and goes, because I sent a group text. I sent the image of the Squire Masonry logo.
Oh, yeah.
I sent it to my sister and my mom, and my sister said, oh, they're on a plane right now. I don't know where they're going. So
I'm on a plane.
Yeah. I never heard back from my mom.
Or are they still in? You don't know.
No,
still
I texted my mom when they went to Hawaii. Unbeknownst to me, I found out from my sister, I texted my mom last Wednesday. How's Hawaii? My mom wrote back, breathtaking. And I go, I bet. I didn't even know you guys went.
Nothing.
Now, I'm sure they're back home now.
Oh, did you guys send them to Pearl Harbor or no?
No.
Okay.
I think my dad put the kibosh on it because he's like, I don't want you guys spending $1,000.
Oh, I love that song. Maybe I'll walk out. Rock the kibosh. Isn't that it?
Rock the kibosh?
The kibosh.
Yeah, isn't that what he said?
Rock the gas bar is the song you're thinking of. Rock the kibosh.
Cash bar. Rock the cash bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you go to a wedding, you're lucky.
Yep.
So I never heard back from, true to form. So now I got to hit him up and go, in all caps, I assume, how was Hawaii? Because I'm curious. I'm genuinely curious. My parents don't go anywhere. This is the first time that they've ever gone on an... Is that an intercontinental? It's not intercontinental.
No.
But from one landmass to another.
They flew over an ocean.
There you go.
That's the technical term.
Trans-Pacific.
Sure.
There you go. And now that they've broken that seal, I would like maybe send them somewhere.
Japan?
Sure.
It's right by there.
There's no language barrier in Tokyo.
That's the best part.
(216) 578-1007 if you want to join us, or 800-348-1007. 35192, want to send me a text. Number 4,632 in a continuing series of things that people will go to the mat for, no matter how trivial. All the people who texted me in the break, imploring me to inform Mary that it's not rock the kibosh.
It's not? Is it the cash bar?
Which I think we all knew.
Yeah.
But, and listen, you'd be hard-pressed to find a bigger Clash fan than I. Still, are you all right, by the way?
Dude, this is real.
Mary has become flush.
If you can see it on
around
the
head, neck, and chest.
I have a lot of... It's very red. It's very red.
How far down does it go?
I'm not pulling my shirt down, you freak.
And this has... nor is anyone
I'm
asking you to.
Concerned about your health. I didn't say pull your shirt down. I said, how far does it go? It
goes into the cleave. That's real red, is what I'm saying. It's not...
Understood.
Itchy. It's very warm.
Understood.
It's not itchy. There's no hives, and it's not anywhere else, like on my arms or anything.
You don't want Dr. Bill giving you any kind of examination.
I don't want to touch her.
Gazebo.
But there's definitely something that can't be denied that I'm flush.
It's all the B12 that was in that,
is that what happens?
Drink that we had.
B12
I think possibly.
Makes you flush?
Well, it might to you.
Maybe to you, because yeah. You're very reactive to things.
I feel like it's already everything? Getting...
I do honestly, like I was saying in the break, but like I feel like it's going away quickly.
My hands are cold, so I'm putting them on my chest.
And by the way, you know, pre-date tonight, the timing couldn't be worse, you know? You don't want the guy thinking that you're flush because of him. You want to go in
cool,
all, you know, yeah, you want to go in cool, you want to go in not a lot of signal noise.
Yeah, this was a bad choice for me.
Perhaps it was
to
the
drink
fabric?
A bunch of caffeine. It's not the fabric. Okay. I've been wearing this shirt all day.
And there's no fabric on your chest.
Yeah, it's always where the fabric isn't.
Milk was a bad choice. This might, you know, who knows?
Yeah, well, I'm allergic to kiwi. I'm like, shut up. What? And my mom even texts me. She's watching a live stream. And she's like, check the can to see if there's any kiwi. But when that happens, I get hives. Like, big, itchy, splotchy hives all over my whole
and
body.
And why would single out kiwi?
Because I'm allergic to kiwi.
Right, but why would that be the... Of all the fruit to be involved in some drink, why would kiwi be the one to look out for?
Because I'm allergic to it.
And that's all? You're not allergic to raspberries?
Uh-uh.
Or okay.
Oh, kiwis are really good, though.
That I know sucks. They are. You know how you find out you're allergic? You eat one.
You love kiwis, and then you explode. Yeah.
Kiwi's fantastic.
So, I think I'm just flushed. It's very, very hot. That's what flushed means, right? Hot, red.
Your skin is hot and it gets red.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's an allergic reaction, because allergic reactions in my body usually mean hives.
Okay.
And they start like around my neck and my lips and my ears.
And another thing you don't want prior to a date. No, prior to a date is you certainly don't want your throat closing up either.
That happens quickly, I feel like. That would have already happened.
Right. Okay.
I'm also talking myself down right now, where I'm like, if I were to be severe, it would have already happened by now, because it's been, at least a half hour since we started drinking, though.
Do you get flush when you exercise?
Well,
do you
get
flush
like
from spicy foods?
I don't know.
Perhaps you're nervous.
Spicy foods.
Do you get flush from nervousness?
I don't know. I'm going to take a Benadryl. Feel better.
All right. That's something to consider. Hello.
Hello, Bill.
Oh, hey, who's this?
Yeah, you know who this is.
Johnny Manziel?
Who?
Hi, Wilhelmina.
It's Willie. You know who it is, Bill. It's Wilhelmina. I haven't called you in a while, Bill.
It's been a minute.
I miss you. It has been a minute. It has been more than a minute.
Mm-hmm.
That is 60 seconds, Bill.
I know.
I wasn't even talking to you a minute ago.
No, you weren't. We were talking to Mary about her red chest. She's got a lot of, I don't know, allergies and stuff. Are you leaving?
Let me get a Benadryl. You know, it's good now we're alone, Bill.
Yes, we are.
There's someone who, there's someone who studies birds. I can identify with a red chest, Bill.
You study birds? You study what?
I study birds, Bill. Yes, I'm an amateur bird watcher. I love birds.
What's that called? Like a bird, scientist?
Well, a bird doctor would be an ornithologist.
Oh, that's what I want.
But I'm not one of those. I don't have a degree or anything, Bill. You
okay.
know that. I'm just a regular person. So I'm not one of those, but I am a card-carrying member of the Audubon Society.
Audubon?
Yes, that's where you get to drive really fast and hit birds.
Ain't that out of the country, though?
Bill, who's talking?
That's Poundcake. He's the phone.
Oh, Pancake's in there, too?
Yeah.
I thought we were alone.
Well, he's in a different room, and now Mary's back.
Mary's back? Okay. We'll have to be... I can't talk the way I want to talk when Mary's around.
All right, well, Mary, get out of here so she can talk the way
no,
she wants to talk.
That's all right. I'm a guest.
Okay. Well, what if I... she left.
Oh, finally, we're alone, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
No, I can still hear her throat gurgling.
She does have a gurgly throat. It's real gross.
But Mary's actually the reason I call Bill. I love talking to you, but because I get flush very often, too.
Get flush? What causes your flushing?
Well, I have a series of allergies.
Me too.
I'm allergic to, anytime I sit on my couch, I'm allergic to couch cushions.
So you can't sit on the couch?
I'm allergic to certain kinds of tap water.
Like certain cities?
Yes. I can't take a shower in Knoxville, Tennessee. Because I found out that there's something in the tap water that affects me adversely. Makes my throat close up, Bill.
Mary's had some problems in Knoxville, right?
Chattanooga,
okay.
Yeah, I don't know anything. I've never heard of that, but Knoxville I've been to a couple of times, and I have to drink Coca-Cola.
That's the cure?
Not bottled water?
No. Bottled what?
Bottled water?
I'm not familiar with that. Bottled water, you say?
Yeah.
Is that tap water in a bottle?
It's purified. Well, spring water, purified water.
Well, I went in the wintertime, so...
Could be winter water.
All right. I learned so much when I talk to you, Bill. That's what I like.
I like that you are always trying to learn. And I like that you study birds. And
I love birds, mm-hmm. Yes. Anytime outside my window, I see a red-breasted sapsucker. Break out my book and my binoculars, Bill.
Yeah.
And I make a note in my book. I say there's a bird that I like very much.
What's your favorite bird of all?
The red-breasted sapsucker.
That's the favorite one?
No, that's my favorite.
What's your second favorite?
The finch. You know.
Then do you have a third?
No.
No, just those two birds?
Yeah, I can't spend all day looking at birds, Bill.
That's a good point.
I like a woodpecker.
Ah.
I wake up in the morning, it's going outside my window, Bill.
It's a nice way to wake up.
Yes, it is. You know what else I learned, Bill?
What's that?
I learned that you got divorced.
Yes, I did.
Yes, I did, Bill. Yes, you did.
Mm-hmm. I'm officially divorced. It was a disillusion. It wasn't a divorce, but
well,
it's
very
amicable.
Well, I would be disillusioned, too, if my marriage failed, Bill.
It wasn't a failure.
I understand being disillusioned.
It just ended.
Yes, that's called failure, Bill.
I don't think that's... I think it's we're happier this way.
Well, potato, potato, whatever. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, I am also allergic to potatoes.
Oh, no, that's a bummer. Potatoes are great.
I can't have chips or anything.
Can't have french fries.
No. Are those made of potatoes?
Yes, they are.
Then I can't eat them, can I, Bill?
Me and Mia could never go out to lunch together. Just like we're allergic to everything.
I would like to, though, Mary.
We could. Yeah. We have a girl's lunch.
Let's have a girl's lunch. Yes, all right, anyway, Bill. Hmm. I won't take up any more of your time, but congratulations.
Thank you very much.
On your dissolution.
Thank you.
Whatever. And I'm going to go look at some birds, Bill.
All right.
And think of you when I look at the birds. When I look at a red-breasted sapsucker, Bill, I'm going to think of you.
Well, I appreciate that.
I've named that bird Bill.
You named it bird. Okay. And what are you going to do while you're thinking of me watching the birds?
I gotta go.
Okay.
I think I'm allergic to something. I was drinking some Knoxville water before. I gotta go, Bill.
All
right. I love you, Bill.
All right. Bye,
Bill.
Bye.
Bye.
You're an empty cup.
I can pound cake the other half of mine if you want it.
Yeah? Is that why he's so flush?
Is he flush too?
I don't know. Are you flush?
I'm not flush.
Oh. He doesn't flush. When he's at home.
You don't flush?
You know the rules of the house. If it's yellow, let it mellow.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Brown, flush it down.
He's got that bidet. Yeah. Except when he goes, it's all brown.
I bidet as I poop. So as I'm just pushing one out.
Do it at the same time?
Smear all over the rim.
Oh, God. Yeah, but it sounds totally hygienic. You guys are trying to sell me on the hygiene end of it.
Right,
sounds totally hygienic.
Right as I push it out, I put it on turbo.
Yeah, right.
Oh.
It's like a little sprinkler of fecal.
No, I'm flush.
Fecal flush?
You're gross.
But that's what I was saying when we get into the bidet conversations. And so there's no way that that's 100% hygienic. And then you're just talking about shooting flakes all over. That's precisely
it's
what I'm talking
the bowl.
About. Nothing stays. There's a little space between the seat and the bowl itself. That's where the stuff comes out.
Nah, I got a fat ass. Like, it literally, it doesn't go anywhere. It stays inside the bowl. It's fine.
But you're not creating a watertight seal when
he's
you sit there.
He's not sitting on the toilet seat. He's sitting directly on the bowl.
It's gonna be cold.
I've been surprised by that at guys' houses before. Like, you go and sleep in the middle of the night, and like you go to the bathroom, you're just like, whoop, slip right in. You're like, dang it. Check. Well, guys who won't put their toilet seats down.
Yeah, I just always check.
You're tired. It's like, ugh, my one eye open. You go and you sit, and then there it is.
I don't know. Just, it's never been a problem.
That's why we have those bowl lights now. Those are lifesavers.
I believe it.
Never flip on the bathroom lights. It's got the colored lights in the bowl.
Pooping in the dark.
It's great. Cool. But I'm also very...
I've been pooping in the dark.
I'm singing Nitty Gritty Band. You and me go pooping in the dark. Yeah.
I'm very considerate, where I always put the seat down when I'm finished.
Not a lot of people do.
I live with a woman.
I also do. Yeah.
Mine automatically goes that way, so I have to touch it.
You have auto seat down?
Yeah, well, if I'm putting
auto seat down.
But when I lifted up, it's like a little weight, and then it's like, and just lowers back down.
Well, that was on
You have an auto seat?
Mm-hmm. On, what's it called? House.
None of that can be all that labor intensive. Why would you have an automatic seat?
So it's quieter? You'll slam. I have no idea.
Quieter?
Yeah.
You can get slow drop seats. Where you just let them go and they go, you know.
Like they're on hydraulics?
Interesting, yeah, interesting.
I'm going to have it for like 2 more weeks. I think they're going to kick me out of my side of the bidet.
They're going to buy out your interest in the bidet.
Buy me out.
We're cashing out on your bidet investment, Poundcake. Alan, didn't Mary take a Benadryl a couple of weeks ago and went back to bed for 3 hours? That might not be good before a date.
Yeah, well, 150 milligrams of caffeine is probably going to even itself out.
I also trust that you know how to operate Benadryl.
Yeah.
I don't, but I you sound like somebody
who knows
your way around a Benadryl.
I was able to go back to sleep. I didn't have anything to do.
Also looks worse now.
Stop it, dude, because my face is getting hot. Don't do that kind of stuff. Because seriously, like starting like right here on my cheeks and by my eyes feel hot, and that makes me really nervous, and I don't like that.
You just need a man's caress.
I don't. Does that make you not as red? I feel like that.
Boy,
makes
talk
you
about
flush.
Projection. This guy over here. Right. You just need a man's caress. Ew. No one needs a man's caress.
Everyone needs a man's
caress. No. No one needs that.
Was that a soap?
Yes. You just need a man's Irish Spring all up in you.
That's a man's crease. Close.
What part of him is creased that you would like?
Well, something comes to mind, but...
Crack myself up.
Clearly.
That's the only person.
Yeah, clearly. Alan, I know you guys like puns. There's a vape store called Planet of the Vapes.
I've heard of it.
I've seen that.
Yeah. I like it.
Okay. I was reading about them putting human DNA in a monkey.
Huh.
I like that. Speaking of Planet of the Vapes
did?
No, they didn't. Somebody did. Monkey's got a human gene. I mean, we're already 99% similar to chimpanzees in our DNA, right?
Right.
And some scientists, they put a human gene into monkeys to make them smarter. This is how we arrived
this is how, yeah, this
at Planet,
how we
of
get
Apes.
Planet of the Apes. This is
somebody watching Planet of the Apes and going, wow, that'd be great if that were real.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we can...
End civilization.
Chinese scientists. There's something.
It's always the Chinese.
I know. Well, they got to get ahead of everything.
Between the Chinese putting this into a monkey and the robots that Boston Dynamics is making, we're done for.
But maybe the monkey people will end up fighting the robots, and we'll just keep that over there.
We'll have to fight.
How will
we'll
know
have
the
to
difference?
Improve one to. Fight the other, and then one of them is going to take over.
The robots, if they're just like identifying DNA, then we're the same as the monkey people. They'll kill us too.
Well, there's this gene editing technology called CRISPR that's been in the news a lot over the past few years, and it's making a lot of people nervous because it leads to people talking about boutique children, and if you can pull out blue eyes or whatever. But Chinese scientists were gene editing some monkey brains. They used the rhesus macaque. Which is always in the news for these kinds of things.
Huh? That's a little monkey.
Yeah, but very similar. You know, again, these monkeys, very, very similar genetically to us. And they said that the monkeys got smarter. Now, when you're starting from wherever they're starting from, it's not like they're doing calculus.
Yeah, but the fact that they're doing it makes me nervous. And I don't know why they need to
Well, when you've got a billion people, you're like, let's stop having people and let's start making monkeys smarter. I assume that was their thought.
I don't need Reese's Macaque to get any smarter.
That's true. But this was in MIT journal or something. The people at MIT said, this is a very risky road to take. And so people who are pursuing this kind of technology, this is always the kind of experiment that people on the outside in the scientific community go, oh, I don't know about that. But you know they're watching them going, I'm going to let you guys, you Chinese scientists, pull this one off. I'll let you be the canary in the coal mine. And then if it goes poorly, we'll be like, ah, stupid Chinese. But if you end up with a race of super intelligent monkey people.
But what's the end game on it? Like, what's the good that's going to come from smarter monkeys?
Don't know.
Less poo throwing?
But that's one of the best parts of monkeys.
Yeah.
We need them to throw poo because it's funny. Frankly, I can't think of a good reason to do this.
Let's try to make people smarter. How about that?
Well, you're not allowed to mess with people's genes.
You're going to end up with monkeys smarter than people.
That's not hard to do. It's illegal to do this to people, isn't it?
Not in China, I don't know.
In China, who knows? In
China, they got weird rules.
Yeah. And please, there are people that are like individuals who are biohacking and things. I put my cell phone in my arm, that kind of thing. So it's not that much of a leap. I'm sure there's all kinds of scientific experiments going on that aren't exactly on the up and up.
Why are you breathing so heavy?
Because I'm freaking out.
Why do you freak out so easily?
If you were having a reaction in your body, you would freak out too.
Nah.
Yeah.
I don't.
Well, you're not having a reaction.
Yes, you did.
But if I...
Yeah, your eye quit working.
I didn't even leave the show. I was making jokes.
Whatever.
My eye stopped working. I go, hey, my eye stopped working. And Alan's like, should we stop? I'm like, nah, let's keep going.
You did have...
You still got the other eye.
Yeah. And,
What the hell? See? That's when you know something's going wrong, when that comes out of your body.
Yeah. Well, my blood's trying to escape through my skin right now, so...
Trying to escape through your skin.
That's what this is, right? All your blood rushes to the top of your skin to get out.
It's all flush.
Because it feels diseased or poison.
That chair is cursed, homie.
Bruh, I'm telling you. The first 3 weeks I was supposed to start here, I missed every single day. You're getting itchy.
There's a hex.
I had an itch on my arm, yeah, so I scratched it.
Don't try and project your illness onto him.
Are you red?
I'm not flush. No, I'm not.
Is that shirt make you part Wiccan or something?
I don't know.
He's really deep diving on the shirt. Yeah.
Maybe wool or something.
No, it's not a weird garment. I don't know why it's taken you by such surprise, Pound Cake.
But it literally looks like a Winifred Sanderson shirt. Like, just because that's like the color.
Because of the sleeves.
Everything for him goes back to Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, if the sleeves were not felled, if they were like normal flannel sleeves and they didn't have the little bit of an opening, he wouldn't say a word.
If you were to slap a guy, like, literally you would have the best. Yeah.
But you kind of want that Stevie Nicks vibe for, you know.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I like
she's a Wiccan.
There's nothing wrong with that. She's not a Wiccan.
She is a Wiccan.
No,
Stevie Nicks is, right?
No.
Stevie Nicks?
I don't think she's officially Wiccan. I think she just always liked the witchy vibe. You know, I got to sage this room, all that nonsense.
Right.
She's Wiccan.
Okay. If it helps you, Stevie Nicks is Wiccan. It's called a Nick and Wiccan.
Hey.
She got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. First female to be inducted twice.
Fair. Oh.
As a solo artist and with the Mac.
Anything can be used as a sex toy if you're brave enough. The Alan Cox Show on WMMS.
Another shot for you to grab yourself $1,000 about 30 past every hour. Starting in the 6 o'clock hour with Rover, I think. And then all day. Shot for you to go fund yourself. Your next chance coming in mere minutes, right before the Corey Roddick Experience. Indians tonight. It's a late one because they're in Seattle. They'll play the Mariners tonight at 10:10 here on MMS. And then tomorrow, it's a 6:40 start, I believe. So that pregame coverage will begin shortly after 6 o'clock. So we'll get out of here a little bit earlier tomorrow.
Mary's like purple now.
Stop it, dude. I can't see myself. So when you say things like that, it freaks me out.
We were talking about taking toddlers to movies earlier, and over the weekend I was clicking around, and I caught Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, or Willy Wonka. Yeah, I caught it at the very beginning, and I'm sitting there with my daughter, and I thought maybe it would be whatever. She loved it.
It's great.
Second of all, original or this is the Johnny Depp one?
No, with Gene Wilder. I think it came out before I was born, '71 or something. And at the time, that movie did not do well. You know, it's obviously taken on kind of a legendary status ever since. But I love how dark that movie is for a kids movie. It's great. But you know, Violet Beauregard turned purple when she ate the gum.
Even though
he warned her.
That was my orchestra teacher's favorite movie. So anytime we would have like a free day or like, you know, towards the end of the semester when we were done with like our concerts and everything, she would have us watch Willy Wonka. And I will always remember that as like my teacher's favorite movie. And she was just like, okay, look for when Willy Wonka or whatever pushes the kid into the lake. She's like, he pushes him. You can see his hand. Look at his hand. That was
the kid who played Charlie Bucket in the original Willy Wonka movie. It was his only role. He's from Cleveland.
That's it?
It was the only movie. Yeah. He had kind of been doing like some local theater or something, and they wanted a kid who was super real but wasn't super polished. He got that role, and I think it was the one thing he ever did.
And now he
was
works on Rover.
Nailed it.
And now he does sound for Rover.
Does he really?
Does he get residuals every time that movie plays?
Yeah. He said, I was watching a thing, and he said that he still gets like $8 every couple of months.
$8? I would think it'd be more than that.
The movie's 40 years old.
It doesn't matter.
I don't know how often it's on.
FX or whatever. Like they play a bunch of...
ABC Family or whatever, Freeform, probably is where they play a lot now. Mary?
But again, you're getting like 25 cents every time it airs, or if that. You know, you hear about people getting royalty checks for 79 cents for something they did 30 years ago.
I thought it was more than that. I thought you'd get like, you know, at least $1,000 each time or something.
No.
He doesn't know how royalties work.
No, I don't, because I never got any, okay? Why would I know that?
You know everything else.
I don't claim to know.
You know how celebrities have bodyguards and what their lawyers
There's a difference between having an answer for everything and knowing everything.
Uh-huh.
I have an answer for everything. I just don't know everything.
Yeah, you definitely don't know everything.
Shut up, Bill. I know everything.
He just said that he didn't know everything, and now you say he doesn't. Yeah. And he's mad at you and says he doesn't know everything. This will make you feel better. No matter how flush you're getting over there, niacin overload or whatever it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Vlasic is dropping pickle chips this summer.
Mm.
Not pickle-flavored chips.
No,
vacuum-dried pickles in chips.
Oh,
pickle chips made from pickles.
Weird.
They swear by them. They said this is going to be
the
snack of the summer.
It will be.
I'll try that for sure.
You get stoned and eat a bunch of pickles.
If you get stoned, you'll eat anything.
Yeah,
I mean,
pretty much.
When I get stoned, I used to eat bags of Swedish fish.
Bags.
Oh my God.
It was the only time I ever ate Swedish fish is when I would get high. I'd eat Swedish fish. I don't eat them the rest of the time.
They're good.
The best idea I ever had, and this isn't like just specific to me. I know a lot of people who've done this. Peanut butter and jelly on Eggo waffles. Instead, I didn't have any bread, so I made it on Eggo waffles. And one time in college, I was high, and then I've done that as a snack ever since.
I got so high one time, I ate yogurt and didn't put granola in it.
What? Ooh. Regular yogurt?
Regular.
So anyway, I know you like pickles.
I do like pickles.
I'm just trying to divert your attention from your chest.
Thank you.
FYI.
My hands are sweaty. We'll be all right. I'll be
too nervous about it.
You're vomiting on your sweater already.
That's funny.
If you are allergic to like
spaghetti?
30 different random things that you only find out you're allergic to by eating them, you would get nervous about stuff too.
Are you okay to drive home?
I'll be fine to drive home, yeah.
I was just making sure.
No, I'll be fine.
Why? Were you going to give her a ride?
No, I just wanted to,
I just wanted to make sure
she was okay. Uh-huh. No, I'm going to leave her on the side of the road, flailing her sleeves, flagging down drivers to come and pick her up.
He is happy to give you a ride, provided that being flush also does not make you flatulent.
No,
or he's
going to
kick you out. He does not care. I'm
not going to fart.
This is not that type of cash, grass, or ass. Like, I don't.
No one rides for free.
There's no dairy. We're good with that.
You know that's not what they mean by ass in that scenario, right?
I'm aware.
Okay.
Or gas. Not that type of gas.
That is true. Gas, cash, or ass.
Yeah, cash is welcome.
Yeah, all right. Would you let someone pay you to fart in your car?
How much are we talking? You making an offer?
You tell me.
I'll give you $5.
Reasonable.
No.
Somebody goes, sorry, man, I can't remember what happened because I had a big bowl of chili for lunch, but I'm going to cut one here. I'm really sorry. Don't drop me off. I'll give you $10.
$2.
$20.
$20 per fart in your car?
Per fart. Because that just radiates.
40, like 60, 80, 100.
Yeah, it just stays there for a while.
Not farting in your car then.
Probably.
You should be lucky to smell one of my farts.
I have.
You're gross.
And I haven't been.
I think that's overestimating it a bit, that we should be so lucky.
So lucky.
Yeah.
You smelled one last week. You almost threw up.
Hashtag blessed.
That was really funny radio, too.
He punched me in the face with
really
that thing,
funny.
Too.
That
yeah.
was,
hey,
oh,
I
that
warned
was,
you it was yeah. coming. It
and
snuck
I appreciate
out,
that.
And I let you know it was
I
coming.
I appreciate that.
And it was totally an accident.
So my allergies were bad and I couldn't smell anything.
I was forewarned.
Yes, you were.
And I appreciate that. I just underestimated. I thought he was being hyperbolic. And he's
no.
like, it's coming.
No,
and
it's
I go,
coming. It was
cool.
Bad.
And I was like,
yeah. And now I must leave you as the Brady Bunch is on. And I find four of those children incredibly arousing. Get out of here.
Be careful of what you say. Be careful in every way. Be careful of what you do. Big Brother is watching you. Be circumspect and discreet. Stay light on your mental feet. One slip and you know you're through. Big Brother is watching you. Conform with all directives. Remember, obedience pays. And when you watch that TV screen, remember it works both ways. You'll disappear in a wink, unless you can double think. You'll vanish into the blue. Big Brother is watching you.